It's time for Steel High Roller Football on WMSS and WMSSFM.com. Today's game is brought to you in part by the Steelton Italian Club, by the 230 Cafe, Jazzland, Don and Dan Fury Construction, Mid-Penn Bank, Fortney Printing, the Steelton American Legion Post 420, Heisbeyer VFW 8638, and the St. Lawrence Club. Now let's take it up to Towanda, Pennsylvania, with Steve Leedy and John Wilsbach.
Good afternoon, everyone. We are at the Endless Mountain Sports Complex here in Towanda, which is about 20 miles south of the New York border. And we have Steel High Roller football for you this afternoon. The Steel High Rollers come in to this game, District 3 champions for the 14th time. They are 8-2 on the season, and they will have a tough test in front of them with the Canton Warriors. They are 11-0, champions of the Northern Tier League, Division 1, and also District 4. They finally got the monkey off their back. They beat Muncie in the District 4 championship game last week, and that is a team that they lost to 3 years in a row in the District 4 championship. They finally got over the hump this year, and it's going to be a tough test for the Rollers here this afternoon. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, John Wilsbach will talk to Andrew Irby, the head coach of the Steel High Rollers. Again, it's Steel High and Canton, PIAA first round single A football contest. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving the area since 1979. Fortney Printing is a full-service printer doing catalogs, brochures, letterhead, newsletters, promotional products, and more. Fortney Printing congratulates the Rollers on a great season. That's Fortney Printing, online at fortneyprinting.com or 717-939-6422.
The Heisbeyer VFW Memorial Post 8638 is celebrating 75 years of supporting the veterans and our community. The Heisbeyer VFW is open 7 days a week with the kitchen open until 9 p.m. The Heisbeyer VFW will be holding their Drive-By Santa event on Saturday, December 18th from 1 to 3 p.m. for kids up to 7 years old. And don't forget, they're still collecting toys for tots until November 29th. That's the Heisbeyer VFW, Memorial Post 8638, proud Steel High Roller sponsors.
The 230 Cafe congratulates Steel High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Nate and Shelby Wrights. They're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner weekdays from 6 a.m. till 7:30 p.m., Saturdays 6 to 2, and Sundays 7 to 2. Takeout and private parties are available. That's the 230 Cafe in Heisbeyer, 717-939-9223.
Mid-Penn Bank congratulates the Steel High Rollers on a great season. Mid-Penn Bank is a community bank. Its employees volunteer their time in the local community. They offer the My Savings account for children to help teach money management skills early in life. And they reinvest locally in nonprofit organizations that directly support our community. That's Mid-Penn Bank, a big part of the Steel High community.
Don Fury Construction Incorporated is happy to bring you this playoff game. Don Fury Construction Incorporated can handle all of your building needs, whether it's a new home, addition, or remodeling. They even provide free estimates. Dan and Don Fury and their family congratulate the Rollers and Crusaders on a great season. That's Don Fury Construction Incorporated at 564-4393. PA 7571.
Steelton American Legion Post 420 is open daily noon to midnight. The kitchen hours are 3 to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, and with a Sunday ticket, the kitchen is open 1 to 4. Serving veterans and the community since 1919, it's the Steelton American Legion Post 420, located at 1860 South 19th Street, across from UPS. Their number is 717-939-0390. Go Rollers!
Pre-game show, John Wilsbach with Andrew Irby, head coach with the Steel High Rollers. Coach, congratulations on a district championship. back to the States. A lot of traveling for this one, but doesn't matter. You got to play someone and get the job done today.
Absolutely. We play a really good football team. They work extremely hard. We evaluate them on film, so we'll have our hands full today. We're just coming out to give our best shot.
All right, look at this team, where you started at the beginning of the season. A couple little roller coasters in the middle of the season, typical, and then here you are going into the States. How do you feel right now where this team is at?
I think we're at where we wanted to be at the beginning of the year. We wanted to win our district and wanted to get a chance in the state tournament, and it all starts today. We have a really good opponent. We'll have our hands full, but this is where we wanted to be.
You know, a lot of people ask me, one of the biggest questions I got asked was, what happened with that big spring game? I said, I don't know. I haven't talked to Andrew Irby about it, but what did that game do for your team? Did it help in any way to lose like that?
It definitely helped. I think it made us realize that we need to prepare, we need to execute, and we can't hurt ourselves. We had a lot of penalties in that game. We had a lot of turnovers in that game. So it was an easy middle season assessment. We had to make some things and clean some things up. Then we cleaned some things up against a tough Bowling Springs team and came up short. But for a young football team like we have with 8 or 9 sophomores starting, it only helped us in the long run.
All right. This Canton team loves to run the football. What have you learned about them on tape just besides their running game?
I learned about them. They have three really good running backs, good quarterback. They're going to do what they do. They'll sneak some passes in there, here and there. But they're going to do what they're going to do what got them here. At this time, you don't see too many changes. I mean, they're successful. They didn't lose a game. So why change for us? So, again, we'll have our hands full. They're a really good football team, and we'll have our hands full.
Hands full defensively as well. They love to run up to the line quick. They love to get set quick offensively. The defense has got to be ready to go.
Absolutely, absolutely. They do some tempo. We've seen a little bit of tempo throughout the year. So, but they do it really well running the ball, getting set. So they get in a rhythm. They want to tempo you. So they're just a really well-coached team, and they do things well.
All right, offensively, what have the Rollers got to do? What do you want to try to exploit against that Canton defense?
Well, we got to take what they give us. You can't get too greedy, but you also got to be able to take your shot. Got to run the ball effectively in the playoffs.
Nice to know that you've got a lot of guys here who got to experience all that adversity and excitement last year in the playoffs. That helps going in the playoffs, doesn't it?
Absolutely. We have a lot of guys with experience, and only help them in a game like this.
All right. Well, good luck today.
Thank you.
Andrew Irby, head coach for Steele High. We're coming back with more on the pregame show on the Blue Raider and Steele High Sports Network.
The St. Lawrence Club in Steelton and proud alumni congratulate the Rollers on a great season. The St. Lawrence Club is available for private events and hall rentals. They wish everybody a happy holiday and Merry Christmas and a successful new year. And don't forget, fish fries are coming back during the Lenten season in 2022. That's your friends at the St. Lawrence Club CFU Lodge 13 in Steelton. Find them on Facebook.
Jazzland, located at 1922 Walnut Street in Harrisburg, is a proud Steele High Rollers supporter. Jazzland is open Tuesday through Sunday, starting at 11 a.m. each day. The kitchen is open from 5 to 9 p.m., serving a variety of menu items. Jazzland is a friendly place where you can enjoy your friends and enjoy the nightlife. And the jukebox is still kicking. That's Jazzland, located on Walnut Street in Harrisburg. Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steele High sponsor. On behalf of the President, Tom Acri, and Vice President, Bill Falcone, the officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their number is 717-939-9123, and they're on Facebook. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club. Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving the area since 1979. Fortney Printing is a full-service printer doing catalogs, brochures, letterhead, newsletters, promotional products, and more. Fortney Printing congratulates the Rollers on a great season. That's Fortney Printing, online at fortneyprinting.com or 717-939-6422.
The Highspire VFW Memorial Post 8638 is celebrating 75 years of supporting the veterans and our community. The Highspire VFW is open 7 days a week with the kitchen open until 9 p.m. The Highspire VFW will be holding their Drive-By Santa event on Saturday, December 18th from 1 to 3 p.m. for kids up to 7 years old. And don't forget, they're still collecting toys for tots until November 29th. That's the Highspire VFW Memorial Post 8638. proud Steel High Roller sponsors.
The 230 Cafe congratulates Steel High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Nate and Shelby Wrights. They're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner weekdays from 6 a.m. till 7:30 p.m., Saturdays 6 to 2, and Sundays 7 to 2. Takeout and private parties are available. That's the 230 Cafe in High Spire, 717-939-9223.
Super 91, WMSS, Middletown.
And welcome back to Towanda. Steve Leedy along with John Wilsbach here for roller football this afternoon. First round of the state football playoffs. Technically, it's the round of 16 between Steel High and Canton. And, John, this is an interesting matchup. You have this Canton team. They are a very, very run-orientated team. Their quarterback, Cooper Kitchen, he can throw the ball, but he is also one of the running threats on this squad. They have a 1,000-yard rusher in Riley Parker, but you'll also see Wes Bellows at fullback. You'll see Kitchen running the ball from the quarterback position, and also Hayden Ward. He's a guy that's got almost 500 yards. So there's about four guys that almost have an equal threat every time. And this Canton team really likes to keep it up-tempo. They like to keep going, just keep plowing forward, and they'll line right up, and they'll snap the next play in about 5-10 seconds after the play. They are just looking to keep the accelerator to the floor.
You know, and Andrew Irby saw that on tape. They know what to expect from watching this Canton team. This is a team that year after year had a good program, but just couldn't seem to make it to the next level. And this was their year. Finally got the monkey off the back, as you said earlier, against Muncie, and unbeaten, strong team. You know, they just kept building this program, and they've made it stronger and stronger, and now they're at that pinnacle, they're at that peak where they think that they finally have gone to where they need to go, and now they just want to keep steamrolling ahead, no pun intended, because the Rollers have had their portions of glory this year with some big wins, big games. And, you know, look at that Middletown game. Middletown with a decent running attack, and the Rollers were able to stop that. It was a scoreless game at halftime for both those teams, but still in the second half, the Rollers defense got the job done that they needed done, and they're going to have to do that today. This team from Canton loves to hurry up to the line, get the playoff quickly, so there's not going to be a lot of adjusting going on for the Rollers. When that defensive play is stopped, they've got to get ready, back into formation, back into position out there, because they're going to be needing to make another quick stop again. Canton wants to run it. Rollers are going to need some big pass plays in this game. Cut out the mistakes. You're in the state playoffs now. This is where you put the regular season behind you. Everything you learned, everything you did right, everything you did wrong, now it's going to come together here up here in Towanda, kind of northeast of Mansfield. As you said, Steve, about 20 miles south of the New York line. Temperature right now about 42 degrees, no sunshine. It's all clouds, and about a 9-mile-an-hour wind, and it is quite chilly. Feels in the mid-30s at this point, as Canton is wearing the red uniforms and the black pants, Steel High in the white uniforms with the blue pants and the blue trim. And with the call here, Steve Leedy.
Canton will kick to start this game. They won the toss. They deferred, so Steel High receives. Here's a kick right up the middle of the turf. It is going to be picked up by David Pryor at the 25-yard line. He stopped immediately. Wes Bellows was in there on the stop, as was Aiden Palmer for Canton.
Well, the Rollers could have used one of their upbacks to pick that up, but they know how to. They want to run their special teams, let that ball go to the back, let one of the runners pick it up, everybody else do their blocking job. Rollers quickly are going to line up, and this is where, you know, if Canton does such a great job with a quick run offense, Rollers want to do it from the sky.
Here's Irby. He'll have man in motion going to the right side, so three guys that way. Taking their time. They're going to shift Noss over to the right side of Irby, who's in the shotgun. Now man in motion coming across back the other way. Play fake. They're going to look for a pass down the sideline. It is caught. Wes Bellows tattoos Tyrone Moore, but he makes the catch right at midfield. Give it to the Canton 49-yard line for a gain of 22 on the first play.
You know, when you make a catch like that, you don't feel that hit. And that's what Moore did. He held on to that football. As soon as he got it, he got nailed hard by Bellows, but he held on. And that takes away any fear in the future here when you're out there going for that pass. You know that you can hold on. You're going to get right back up, and you've got a first down of midfield.
To the either side, Caesar comes in motion to the left. It's going to be a give to Noss, trying to fight up the middle, but stuffed by the Canton defensive front. That was Gage Pepper on the stop for the Warriors.
Pepper, 6'2", 225-pound junior. This is an underclassman team of Canton. You know they're going to be back there again next year. They have five seniors. I mean, these guys are doing it with juniors and sophomores and some freshmen.
Yeah, we were commenting before the game, probably see these guys play each other again next year. Here's a handoff to Pryor, and he is stuffed. He runs into a red wall. He's going to lose a yard back to the 50, and it is going to be a third down and 11 for the Rollers.
Now, Mason Nelson, 6'1", 300-pound junior. His kid's hogging up that whole middle. He just wrapped him up, some good strength, and took him right back.
So third and 11. They'll have four guys to the right side. Now they'll shift three over to the left. So three left, one right. Them on third and 11, and we've got an infringement as Jan Perry left a little early. So this is going to turn third and 11 into third and 16.
Well, they're lining up first, and Coach Irby's on the sideline, and he's making another audible call right out to him. He's standing straight across from his son, the quarterback, and he's yelling out something. And he's making the call. That time, kind of a little hard snap, trying to get the defense to maybe jump a little bit, stay off edge. Instead, Rollers jumped.
Here's third down and 16. Lot each way. Irby, back to pass, throws a quick. There's a flanker screen. That is caught by Caesar, but it's only going to work for about 5 yards to the midfield stripe. It'll be fourth down and 11.
Yeah, you know, I love that flanker screen pass. The receiver's cutting to the inside, trying to get a little help on the receivers, blocking for him, but well defended that time by Canton.
Now fourth down and 10. They are lined up to go for it with five wide look, three to the right, two to the left. Irby, I think he's probably going to kick. Yeah, he does kick it. End-over-end kick. It's going to drop at the 25-yard line, takes a neutral bounce straight up in the air. And Canton will get the football for the first time at their own 23-yard line. 9:36 to go in the opening quarter. We are scoreless.
And Canton did what they had to do in that first defensive series. They had to set the mark. They gave up a big pass play, but after that, they settled down, and they were stopping the pass, stopping the run. And now we'll see what their offense brings to this Roller team, and a good chance for Steel High defense to make an early mark.
I like to line up in either a split backfield or a double wing look. And this is going to be a handoff. That is going to be Parker coming around the right side. And he's going to drag a defender across the 30 to the 32-yard line. That is a gain of about 9 yards.
And getting tackled by Darren Coleman, who kind of got a little ride from him. The 6'1 senior just held on for dear life.
You got to roll her down.
Yeah, just sucking a little wind, it looks like. Doesn't seem like injury, or else maybe just some cramping going on. Hopefully nothing major right now as they're working on that right leg and holding it up. So it does look more like cramping here in the first.
Checking. I think it's actually Andrew Irby Jr. He's gonna be helped up now, and he's going to kind of hop around as he's walking off under his own power, so hopefully he'll be okay. Of course, the other son of the coach on the team, other than the quarterback.
We talk about this Canton offense, and we're talking with one of the assistant coaches before the game, and this is a team that, with that running game they have, they've been going more to this tight little wishbone here in the last part of the regular season.
Here's a double wing look. It's going to be a pitch. That goes to Ward, and it's going to not work at all because busting through is David Pryor, and he is going to sniff that out, and that's going to be a loss of a yard or so trying to run that out to the left side.
That's right. You know, you can have this good running game that Canton does, but Steel High has such good speed and good strength. And right there, containing around the edge, getting in there, and Pryor able to get right on him, hold on, not let up, swing him down. And a third and short now for Canton.
Third and two. They have one receiver out to the right side. Now Parker in motion. It's going to be Bellows going forward, and he is going to be stuffed. Ran right into Tyshawn Holland Ali, and he is thrown back for no gain. It'll be fourth down and a punt situation here for Canton.
Yeah, Marlon Davis also in there, 6'3", 300-pound senior, getting the arms around and throwing them back. And that's what you want to see, a three and out for this Roller defense.
Punting is Michael Davis for the Warriors. He'll take the snap and get the kick off. It's a high end-over-end kick. Going to take a little bit of a Steel High bounce at the 43. Bounces back to the 45 of Steel High. So the Rollers will get the football for the second time here at their own 45-yard line with 8:01 left to play in the first quarter. We are still scoreless. This is the second drive of the game for the Rollers.
And, of course, Old Forge was that exciting game we did last year up near the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre area. Old Forge last night defeating Williams Valley 26-7. They advance.
First down and 10 for the Rollers. They'll switch a couple guys over to the right side, so wing and slot to the right. And now Moore in motion. He'll get it on the jet sweep. Turns the corner, midfield, has a first down, and going to be knocked out of bounds at the 41-yard line. That is a gain of 14 on the jet sweep.
Yeah, was it jet sweep, or was it just the little push pass that when he went in front of him?
Without replay.
I thought it was a handoff. I thought he did the little push pass in front of him. But either way, great play. He got to the outside, good speed, and got around, has that first down.
First down is handoff. This is the fullback, Tam Bratton, trying to go the outside. He loses the football. I think they're going to call him down, though, but a flag is thrown as well. This is going to be about a 6-yard loss where they mark the ball. There's a flag sitting at the 45-yard line, which is 4 yards behind the line of scrimmage. So if this is a hold against Steel High, which it is, they could lose about 14 yards on this play.
Yeah, not a good penalty to pick up where you're at. You get that first down and try to run it left, and the next thing you know, you're going backwards. Luckily, lost the football after you were rolled down, but then you throw in the penalty. And
so do you take losses 6 and the down, or do you take a loss of 14 and give them the down back?
I'd take the 14 and give them the down back. That's what I would do.
They are gonna mark it back, it looks like.
Well, when it comes to the Rollers, man, you just want to keep taking them back as far as you can if you're the opposition. Because this team is explosive, it can make the big plays. But yes, you're giving them an extra play now.
So it's first and 24, back to the 43-yard line. Three receivers to the right, one to the left on first down and long. Kirby takes it, pitch, Pryor trying to get to the outside, can't get there. He is going to be tackled behind the line of scrimmage. They're going to lose a few more yards.
Well, it was the job of Riley Parker, the 6-foot junior on that outside with the containment, and he really didn't have much of a problem. No one picked him up going around that outside, and he just kind of snuck straight in, stood his ground, and made that stop. The Roller is going backwards here the last couple times instead of going forward.
Now it's second down and 30. They're still high at their own 39-yard line. Two receivers to either side. Irby takes the snap. Back to pass. They're throwing the middle screen. Here it is. The Pryor caught 40, 45, midfield. And he is one tackle away from getting to the end zone, but he's going to be caught from behind. I think Bellows was the one who got him at the Canton 30-yard line, but that is enough for a first down. That is a 39-yard gain on that middle screen.
What a great play call there, because Canton was up on the line. They only had two in the defensive secondary. Everyone up was pretty much close, and you could tell they were bringing it. And Steel High read that quick middle screen, and you get the first down, and you're at the 30.
The first and 10 for Steele High at the Canton 30-yard line. Two receivers left, one to the right is Caesar. It's going to be Herbie back to pass. He'll throw off the back foot. It's going to be intercepted. Picked off by Bellows at the 25-yard line, going down the sideline, and he is going to be across midfield and tackled at the Steele High 35-yard line. Wes Bellows just played center field with that. They were looking to get Caesar coming out of the backfield, just wheeling out, but Bellows saw it the whole way, and it went right where he could step right in front of Caesar, and it is an first turnover of the game, and it goes Canton's way, and they are in business at the Steele High 35.
Yeah, Herbie just kind of gave that a soft sling out to the right side and just didn't put enough oomph on it to get it up a little bit too high and a little higher than Bellows, and easy pick for Bellows.
And off goes to Bellows on first down, just trying to push the left side of the offensive line forward, gets about two to the 33-yard line.
And he's one of those all-purpose players, this Weston Bellows, 5'10 junior, playing defensive secondary. He's a running back. He's out there on special teams, and they'll get him back next year.
Second down and 8 for Kent. Scoreless midway through the first quarter here in Towanda. Everyone in tight here. This is the wishbone look that we saw them run against Muncie. Going to be a handoff at it to Ward, and nothing doing there. Steele High has a few guys in the backfield. That is Amari Williams and Eugene Green.
Yeah, no one fooled there. Parker got the carry off that right side of the wishbone, and the Rollers already stacked him up with three, maybe four guys, just took him backwards. So, you know, this Canton wishbone look may have worked for them the last few games as they call timeout, but the Rollers right there making a stop on it.
I'm out on the field. We'll step out as well. 5:05 left to play in the opening quarter. It is Canton and Steele High scoreless. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
MidPen Bank congratulates the Steele High Rollers on a great season. MidPen Bank is a community bank. Its employees volunteer their time in the local community. They offer the My Savings account for children to help teach money management skills early in life. And they reinvest locally in nonprofit organizations that directly support our community. That's MidPen Bank, a big part of the Steele High community.
Welcome back to Towanda. Steve Leedy and John Wilsbach here, 5:05 left to go in the opening quarter. Steele High and Canton scoreless, third down and 10. It will be for the Warriors. Cooper Kitchen under center. They're going to come out with that wishbone look again.
Got an equipment problem on the far side. That's the brief delay there for Caesar. Now he appears to be fine.
By the way, the 6A championship at Severance Field, 14-10 Harrisburg leads. A half minute to go. They just punted it to Wilson. We'll keep an eye on that game. Kitchen runs into Bellows in the backfield. Now he'll throw cross field, caught by Ward behind the line of scrimmage. Will go forward to the 30-yard line, where he is tackled by Jayon Perry. That was a gain of 5 on the pass.
Yeah, they'll put it right down around the 29, which brings up a 4th and 4. I think you're in 4-down territory here for Canton, and look for them to go for it again there. Not too bad of a play that time, trying to use a little play-action faking, but that play at first didn't seem like it was going to materialize with some of the bumping and running into each other in the backfield.
4th and 4 here at the Steele High 29-yard line. Double wing formation, wide outs to either side. It is going to be a counter give to Parker, and he's going to try to fight his way forward. He's going to be close to the 25-yard line. I think they're going to give him enough to get the first down because I think he's just across the 25, and they do wave the chains forward.
Yeah, he did a nice job and a couple big old hop steps there at the very end, it seemed like, just to kind of get just inside that 25 before being driven back, and they quickly line up with the first down at the 24.
Wide to both sides, double wing set again. This is going to be Kitchen keeping it himself, and he runs off the left side of the offensive line and gets just inside the 20-yard line, so that is a 5-yard gain for the quarterback, Cooper Kitchen.
And Davis thought the handoff actually went to Bellows. He wrapped him up, took him down, and then hey, you don't have the ball.
Yeah, they do a good job on that fullback option. Double wing, handoff goes to Parker, trying to go to the right.
Should have been a flag there. Should have been a flag. The Canton wing player back. On the right, the wing back, kind of turned his body a little bit like he was going to start moving. And they let it go. That was bad. They missed that.
Game of three on that play. It'll be third down and two. Here comes Bellows from the fullback position. He grinds forward. He's going to have the first down. Reaches out, loses the football. Are they going to say he's down, though?
I thought I heard the whistle blow before it popped out. And I thought it was a little premature. You've got to give that another second or two before blowing that once he gets stopped there, because he was still moving the legs and trying to squirm, and then it popped out. But I think they had blown the whistle, and that's what they're saying.
A gain of three and a first down for Canton.
Timeout still high.
Down to the 13. We will take timeout as well. 2:57 left to play in the opening quarter. It's still high in Canton. Scoreless. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Don Fury Construction Incorporated is happy to bring you this playoff game. Don Fury Construction Incorporated can handle all of your building needs, whether it's a new home, addition, or remodeling. They even provide free estimates. Dan and Don Fury and their family congratulate the Rollers and Crusaders on a great season. That's Don Fury Construction Incorporated at 564-4393. PA 7571.
Welcome back to Towanda. Steve Leedy, John Wilsbach here, 2:57 up to play in the opening quarter. Steel High and Canton are scoreless. Up at Severance Field, it's going to come down to a last play or two for Harrisburg, trying to hold on against Wilson. Wilson's got the ball at about midfield with 10 seconds to go.
Yeah, he took a delay of game penalty, just, I guess, to talk about a little bit more. But Harrisburg barely holding on in that game, but Wilson with the ball near midfield.
We'll keep our eye on that. Wide out to either side. Backs are in the eye this time. It's going to be a handoff going to Parker. Going left side. Cuts back, and he's going to be close to the 5-yard line. They're going to be down at the 6. Call it the 7-yard line.
By the way, the Wilson team's doing the everybody lateral to whoever's available as they're still running all over the place and throwing it up in the air. And now the game is finally over. Harrisburg wins their game 14-10 against Wilson.
Second down and four. It's going to be a play fake and a pass attempt by Kitchen. It is overthrown, though, in the end zone, incomplete. Going to set up a third down and four from the 7-yard line.
Got to keep them out of the end zone here. You know, bend but don't break.
Wide to either side. Eye backfield behind Kitchen. It's going to be a handoff to Parker. Sheds one tackle and fights his way into the end zone. Touchdown run of 7 yards for Riley Parker, and Canton is on the scoreboard first here. It is 6-0 Warriors.
Great read by Darren Coleman, the 6'1 senior. He had him at the 8, but Parker slid right out of his hands. Right out of his hands. Otherwise, he should have been down back at the 8-yard line. And once he got out of his hands, he made it easily to the end zone.
Here's the kick. It is up, and it is good by Bailey Ferguson. We'll take timeout. 2:28 left to play in the opening quarter. It is Canton 7, Steel High nothing. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
The Old American Legion Post 420 is open daily, noon to midnight. The kitchen hours are 3 to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, and with the Sunday ticket, the kitchen is open 1 to 4. Serving veterans and the community since 1919, it's the Steelton American Legion Post 420, located at 1860 South 19th Street, across from UPS. Their number is 717-939-0390. Go Rollers!
The St. Lawrence Club in Steelton and proud alumni congratulate the Rollers on a great season. The St. Lawrence Club is available for private events and hall rentals. They wish everybody a happy holiday and Merry Christmas and a successful new year. And don't forget, fish fries are coming back during the Lenten season in 2022. That's your friends at the St. Lawrence Club, CFU, Lodge 13 in Steelton. Find them on Facebook.
Kickoff after the touchdown goes to Tyro Moore. Gets into the 15-yard line, and he gets tripped up at the 30. Almost squirted free, but somebody got him at the ankles there and made him trip forward.
You know who it was? It was Hayden Ward, the 5'7 junior, and he had a steel-high player on top of him who had blocked him, and he was laying flat down on the turf and somehow reached out and got him right down on the carpet level by the ankle.
Rollers will start at their own 36-yard line, by the way, that drive for Canton, 10 plays. 3 minutes and 45 seconds, went just 35 yards, set up by the West Bellows interception and return. Here is handoff on first down. That is going to go to Pryor. Breaks a tackle, midfield, headed to the sideline, 40, 30, 20, cuts back, going through all the traffic, 10, 5, touchdown. And just like that, the Rollers are an extra point away from tying this up, a 64-yard touchdown run from Davin Pryor.
Big run by Pryor, and when he got down toward the near sideline, some good blocking there by Caesar, who was helping out. Another player had made it down. I didn't catch who that was. Somebody from the line may have been Green, and they made it down there, able to help him by blocking some guys, letting him do his weaving, and, man, the Rollers just quickly respond.
Tyrone Moore will try to knot this game at 7. There's the snap. The hold is down. The kick is up and hits the crossbar. Hits the crossbar and goes through.
That is a Papa Willie extra point kick, but he just had enough.
We will take timeout. 2:09 left to play in the first quarter. It's Canton Steel High tied at 7. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Jazzland, located in 1922 Walnut Street in Harrisburg, is a proud Steel High Roller supporter. Jazzland is open Tuesday through Sunday, starting at 11 a.m. each day. The kitchen is open from 5 to 9 p.m., serving a variety of menu items. Jazzland is a friendly place where you can enjoy your friends and enjoy the nightlife. And the jukebox is still kicking. That's Jazzland, located on Walnut Street in Harrisburg.
Welcome back to the Endless Mountains Sports Complex here in Towanda. Steve Lee along with John Wilsbach. I think maybe one of the coolest names of a high school athletic complex.
Yeah.
Endless Mountains Sports Complex.
I love it. And it's beautiful field.
Yeah, it's a beautiful setting. Yeah. We have a picture of it up on our Facebook page.
Check out the view.
Yeah,
fantastic. Great job here by the Rollers. They go down in this game, one play, boom, right back in, even game, new game.
Now the Rollers will kick off here to the Warriors. There's the boot. It is taken at the 17-yard line by Ward. That's Hayden Ward, and he'll fight his way forward to the 30, tackled at the 32-yard line.
The Rollers, how many yards was that run again on the
64?
64, just a great run up the middle and cutting to the left, waiting for some blocking at times. And I'll tell you, that just shows the speed. Once you get through that line of Canton, you've got a chance because Canton really stacks it up front. And if you're able to get that one hole, that one break, now you've got some running room.
Now here come the Warriors, first and 10 at their own 32-yard line. Here's the give going to Parker, trying to get around the right side, able to get across the 35 to the 36. That's a gain of 4 yards on the run.
Well, thank a couple of our good friends out there in Steel Highland. Nick Conjar, Nick's just coming off of surgery, and he's healing, helped us out this week with trying to line up some of our sponsors. Thanks so much to Nick. And the other one, Jim Dibler, former coach. Dive also helping us out. We certainly appreciate his help with getting this game on as we get an offside against the Rollers. It took them a little while to blow the whistle on it, but they did. And Dive helping us out. In fact, Dive just texted me the score that Lycoming beat Ursinus 31-23 this afternoon in the Mac Centennial crossover game in Division III college football. And, of course, Cole Sr. from Middletown, who has relationships and relatives there in Steele with the Divelers and everybody else, he had another bang-up day. He's been a beast. Player of the week, All-MAC team, and Lyco winning today.
Second down and a yard. Here is Bellows. He gets the ball poked out, and it's going to be recovered by Steele High. Jayon Perry falls on it at the 39-yard line.
Yeah, Eugene Green comes over there, makes the hit, and that ball pops out just loose, sitting out there around the 38-yard line. The Rollers make that recovery. Coleman heads up, sees it, pounces on it.
The Rollers with the football here with 54 seconds to go in the first quarter.
That's some good hitting going on. And that's what you've got to do. This Canton team comes in. They don't know what it feels like to lose this season. They haven't had that taste. Rollers have had that taste, and they didn't like it. And Rollers know that, you know, play Steele High football, play mid-Penn football, and show these guys what they're made of. The injured player was Tyrone Moore for the Rollers, but he's up and appears to be okay.
Again, this Canton team, they've been good the last couple of years. They beat Muncie in the regular season in 2018 through 20. It was 18-0, 27-13, 19-0. Pretty good beatings in the regular season.
Yeah.
But it was Muncie who has a 9-7 squeaker in 18, 23-19 in 19, and 21-16 in 2020. So the last 3 years, a team that Canton has beaten pretty good in the regular season came back to nip them in the District 4 final. But they got over the hump in a big way this year. They walked all over Muncie right here on this field last week, 45-7.
Hmm. Now, we understand that in the first round of these playoffs, you can host the game, but that's only if you have the artificial turf, which obviously they do not. So then you get to choose where you want that hosted. And they came right back here to Towanda.
Yeah, and again, don't blame them for coming here. This is a very nice facility.
Yeah.
It's well built on each side. Good view of the mountains. That's why it gets the name that it has.
Andrew Irby's yelling about something.
Yeah, he's over there.
I don't know what the whole delay was. The injured player for Steele High was Moore, I think it was. He went off the field, and yet things were delayed, almost like Canton was being given a timeout, but it wasn't called.
Yeah, so Moore can't be on the field for this play.
But you've got an even game here late in the first quarter, and Rollers are at the 39 of Canton.
They still don't even have the play clock.
No.
Now it's finally gone. Davin Pryor in the backfield with Alex Irby. Two receivers stacked up on the right side. And now we've got something unsure.
Play clock was only down to 10. They started seeing Pryor moving in the backfield, but no flags were thrown. Just the whistle blown. I don't think these guys know what's going on right now.
There is a zebra conference at the 42-yard line. No idea what they are talking about.
I want to thank some of our sponsors for this game. St. Lawrence Club in Steelton, Scott Curran, and the fine folks down at the St. Lawrence Club. Thank you so much, Scott, and everyone there at St. Lawrence Club for helping us get this game on the air for you. We're going to be announcing all of our sponsors throughout the broadcast. We'll start with St. Lawrence Club.
So, they reset the clock, 51 seconds on the game clock, 25 seconds on the play clock. And now they will run it. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Irby, quick pass over, caught. Caesar, 31-yard line, tackled immediately, reaches the ball forward. But they're going to call him down to 31 for a gain of 8.
Bailey Ferguson right there. Makes a textbook tackle. Low, gets him around the lower portion of the leg. Still a good pickup. Solid pickup for Steelheim. I'm trying to go for the big ball. Just simple 8-yarder.
The receivers stacked up to the right, one to the left. Hand off. David Pryor up the middle trying to fight forward, but runs into a red wall. Again, this is a big defensive front for Canton. And Pryor gets maybe back to the line of scrimmage. And that's going to take us to the end of the first quarter. So we will step out. Our score after one, it is Steelheim and Canton tied at 7. Back with the second quarter after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
The Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steelheim sponsor. On behalf of the President, Tom Acri, and Vice President Bill Falcone, the officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their number is 717-939-9123, and they're on Facebook. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club. Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving the area since 1979. Fortney Printing is a full-service printer doing catalogs, brochures, letterhead, newsletters, promotional products, and more. Fortney Printing congratulates the Rollers on a great season. That's Fortney Printing, online at fortneyprinting.com or 717-939-6422.
Welcome back to Tawanda, Steve Leedy, along with John Wilsbach, Kylie Hickoff, keeping us back, or on the air, back at WMSS Studios in Middletown, broadcasting this game to everyone in the mid-state area. Third down and 2 for the Rollers at the Canton 31-yard line to start the second quarter. Moore goes in motion, now goes the other way, handoff goes to Pryor up the middle, fighting his way, and going to get close to the first down, but I don't think they're going to quite give it to him. It's going to be fourth down and about a foot.
I think you're right. I think it's going to be just shy of that 29 where they need it to get to. They're going to mark it in between the 30 and the 29, so almost there. So fourth and inches now for the Rollers, and they're going to measure it, actually.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know, we don't see too many measurements.
That's the rare measurements.
Usually, you know, you find in the regular season when they're close, they just wave it and keep it moving. But you are in the playoffs, and they get a little more tedious on what they're doing with their measurements. Yeah, but you're right. It's still going to be about 6 inches shy.
About 6-8 inches short of the first down. So a big play here for momentum's sake for sure in this ball game with Steelheim driving at the Canton 30-yard line here on what will be a fourth and inches play. By the way, we do want to pass along other final scores we have from area teams, at least District 3. Wyomissing beat Boiling Springs 55-14 was the final score in that one. And again, we mentioned it earlier, Harrisburg defeated Wilson in a tight one at Severance Field 14-10 for the 6A District 3 championship. Here it's the District 3 champions, Steelheim in single A. First round of the state playoffs, the round of 16. 7-7, and a big play here early in the second quarter.
And you can hear that crowd noise behind us. We are, unfortunately, on the Canton side of the field.
Shotgun with David Pryor in the backfield. Moore in motion in front, and it's going to be...
It's going to be,
Anthony Johnson.
It took off a little bit too early. He was already down with a quick five and a button hook and turned around and realized no one had moved. That's how fast he was off the line and kept going and went down five, turned, and it's like, uh-oh. So now you got fourth and inches turned into a fourth and almost five. Makes it tougher.
The fourth down and 5. Two receivers stacked up to the left. One to the right. And in motion, that's Johnson coming across. Irby to throw, looking down over along the sideline, and it's well overthrown, looking for Tyrone Moore. Moore stopped, and that ball was well over his head and incomplete, so Canton's going to get the football on downs here.
Yeah, good job guarding over there, but I don't think it really would have mattered. That ball was kind of airmailed up a little bit too high by Irby. And again, the temperature just slowly dipping hour by hour here in Towanda. No sunshine, full cloud cover, and a little bit of a breeze and cold temperatures.
Now the Warriors with the ball. Now it's a shotgun look here for Cooper Kitchen. He's going to have Riley Parker standing beside him in the backfield. Man in motion, so two receivers out to the right side. Kitchen back to throw. Will throw deep down across the middle, and it is incomplete. They're going to get a foul against Deron Coleman on Steel High, and man, that's a tough one. I thought he reached over and knocked the ball away.
He did a nice job, but he was on his back before he was able to get the hands out on the ball. He was behind him. He dove in the air and just kind of leaned up over the back there. I think it was Ward, and just was kind of on a slight piggyback, enough contact made before knocking the ball away to knock into Ward.
So it wasn't with the hand that reached over. It was underneath.
Yeah.
15-yard penalty. High backfield this time. Going to be a handoff. That is going to go to Parker. He's going to get caught up in the traffic and finished off by Eugene Green, 215-pound sophomore for Steel High.
Yeah, they've got to be excited about Green. 6'4", 215, just a sophomore. You're going to be seeing a lot of good things out of him. And right now he's mostly playing that line, but yeah, here's a kid with some good size, might be able to transform him maybe into a tight end spot at some point. Maybe a receiver, all depending on who they have coming back year after year.
Wide out to either side, double wing look. Bellows the fullback. Nope, it's going to be Kitchen. He pitches it out to Parker, who trucked somebody. Oh, that was Pryor that he trucked over there along the sideline and was able to get over him. Still, Pryor was able to knock him out of bounds, but he took some punishment there on trying to deliver the hit.
Yeah, Caesar and Pryor are both over there, and he kind of laid the boom on both of them to get those few extra yards. 10 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Tie game at 7.
Gain of 3. It'll be a third down and 5 at the Roller 46-yard line for Kent. Double wing look again with Bellows the fullback. Now Parker goes in motion back. Now they're going to switch the motion the other way. It's going to be a quarterback fullback option, and Kitchen goes right up the middle, and he is going to go nowhere.
Yeah, it went nowhere, but there should have been a flag thrown for a face mask. Could see that one easily through the binoculars, and that's, we guess both sides have gotten away with one so far here, and we've talked about that, but yeah, he definitely got face masked. In fact, their head coach is on the side, Tyler Sechrest, complaining about it, but not going to get it.
Michael Davis in to kick it away. There's the boot. Tyrone Moore will leave it go, and it's going to take a Canton bounce, and it's going to roll inside the 5-yard line all the way down to the 2. So Steel High will start from the shadows of its own goalpost here with 9:13 to go in the first half, tied at 7.
Another one of our sponsors for today's game, we want to thank our underwriters, Highspire VFW Post 8638, Sue McMurray, all the fine folks down at the Highspire VFW. Thank you so much for helping us get this game on. I'm up here in Towanda, Sue McMurray, and the folks at the Highspire VFW, proudly supporting our veterans.
Here's Alex Irby from his own end zone. He'll hand it off to Pryor up the middle. Yeah, that's Pryor, 15, 20-yard line. Bellows will throw him down at the 21, but a big first down run gives Steel High plenty of breathing room.
Well, and it's so important, Steve, just like any run is, getting through that line, but Canton is really stacking it up front. And they're sending in those linebackers. They're pushing in any extra hole there on that line. And that roller front, if they're able to make that one good little block to get someone through, in this case Pryor, once they get through that line, they're finding the room they need to maybe make the cut to the outside, pick up the yardage.
First and 10 for the Rollers at their own 21-yard line. Here's a handoff again. And I think this is Noss this time, and he will be stopped behind the line of scrimmage, loses a yard on the carry.
Yeah, Noss had nowhere to go that time. They had Brennan Taylor in there, a 5'9 junior, helping out with the stop. Canton wants to make a defensive stand on this one, maybe get good field position. They can get the ball back here.
Another final score. York Catholic, the District 3 champions in AA, they are out. They lost to West Catholic, who is only 3-7 on the season, but they play in the Philly Catholic League. 24-7, the final score there. Here's Irby. They're going to set up that middle screen again. That is caught by Jayon Perry, but he is going to be tackled short of the first down, but gets to the 27-yard line for a pickup of 7. It'll be 3rd down and 4.
And he's a little shaken up, too, after that hit when he went down to the carpet. Much better defended by Canton this time on the screen than they did the first time. The first time, Canton sent in 5-6 guys, left open that middle wide open. This time, they only put 3 going in. The others held their ground near the line of scrimmage, and that's what allowed them to make a quicker tackle and not give up as much yardage on that middle screen.
Perry will pop up, now walks off under his own power. 8:01 of the play in the first half, 7-7, Canton and Steel High.
Hey, thanks again to another sponsor, Jazzland, our good friend Don Bowers. He's class of 61 of Steel High. Jazzland up in Harrisburg here on Walnut Street.
Here's Irby on 3rd down and 4. It's a pass in the backfield. That's Moore. Breaks the tackle, gets a block, 35-40. And he's going to be tripped up and hit from behind at the 43-yard line, but a first down for Steel High.
Biggest part of that play, Steve, was Noss. Noss made a nice containment block on the near side for the Rollers, allowed him to get open, get free down the near sideline, and pick up that first down.
Gain of 16 yards. First down for the Rollers. Timeout on the field taken by Steel High. We'll step out as well. 7:31 left to play in the first half. It is Steel High and Canton tied at 7 back after this. You're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
The High Spire VFW Memorial Post 8638 is celebrating 75 years of supporting the veterans and our community. The High Spire VFW is open 7 days a week with the kitchen open until 9 p.m. The High Spire VFW will be holding their Drive-By Santa event on Saturday, December 18th from 1 to 3 p.m. for kids up to 7 years old. And don't forget, they're still collecting toys for tots until November 29th. That's the High Spire VFW, Memorial Post 8638, proud Steel High Roller sponsors.
Welcome back to Tawanda. Steve Lee along with John Wilsbach. 7-7 our score, Steel High and Canton. Rollers with the football here on their own 43-yard line, 1st and 10. 4 receivers lined out to the left side of the formation.
I like how they're mixing up the pass plays, and they're putting the 4 receivers on the left this time.
Irby will take the snap, play fake. Here's a quick pass out to Moore on that flanker screen. He'll get midfield. He'll get the sideline, and a flag is thrown. Moore still on his feet at the 35-yard lane. He's tackled at the 34, but see what the flag business is all about.
I hope it's not a hold, because I thought that Noss and Perry were doing a nice job on that far side doing the blocking. That's how that play was set up. You put the 4 receivers there, throw to 1, get the blocking from the other 3, and let them make some room for you. They're going to call the hold, so one of them was holding too well. Now it's going to bring that one back.
A 13-yard pass, technically, for Moore. But it's going to be a 10-yard penalty back from there. So it's going to be a gain of 3 on the play is the net result. and it's going to be still be first down. So it's going to be first down and 7. They're still high at their own 46-yard line.
42 degrees here. They do have the lights on, even though we're still in daylight, but it is full cloud cover in Towanda. The wind still holding around 9 mile an hour. Temperature-wise, it feels like it's 36, though.
First down and 7. 3 receivers to the right side, 1 to the left. Irby will have a man come in motion. There's that little push pass to Perry, and he is going to be cut down in the backfield. Riley Parker with the outstanding defensive play there for the Warriors.
Yeah, read that perfectly. Little push pass, almost like the jet sweep, but instead Irby just pushes it in front of him just, you know, a couple feet. And the ball is run to the near side, but great containment that time by Canton Redwell.
That is a loss of 5 on that one.
You're not getting a lot of blocking on those plays. That's one where you're trying to get your guys to make the play for you without the blocking from the line. Once they get outside, they're pretty much on their own.
Second down and 11. Quick pass out into the left side. That's caught by Perry. Almost caught at midfield. Did they down? No, he stayed on his feet at midfield. He kind of went half down to the ground awkwardly, but his knee never touched, and he is able to get to the 45-yard line of Canton for the first down.
Yeah, did a great job of keeping his balance on that play. And give a lot of credit there as well to Pryor, because he went in motion to that far side, and his job was to pick up that cornerback over on that far side and took the corner out of the play to allow the first down pickup.
First.
The 230 Cafe congratulates Steel High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Nate and Shelby Wrights. They're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner weekdays from 6 a.m. till 7:30 p.m., Saturdays 6 to 2, and Sundays 7 to 2. Takeout and private parties are available. That's the 230 Cafe in High Spire, 717-939-9223.
MidPen Bank congratulates the Steel High Rollers on a great season. MidPen Bank is a community bank. Its employees volunteer their time in the local community. They offer the My Savings account for children to help teach money management skills early in life. And they reinvest locally in nonprofit organizations that directly support our community. That's MidPen Bank, a big part of the Steel High community.
Don Fury Construction Incorporated is happy to bring you this playoff game. Don Fury Construction Incorporated can handle all of your building needs, whether it's a new home, addition, or remodeling. They even provide free estimates. Dan and Don Fury and their family congratulate the Rollers and Crusaders on a great season. That's Don Fury Construction Incorporated at 564-4393. PA 7571.
Steel American Legion Post 420 is open daily, noon to midnight.
This is the Super Sound, 91.1 FM, WMSS Middletown.
Now I have the time of my life.
On second down, it is a handoff to the fullback, Bellows, and he will get creamed in the backfield, losing 2. It's going to be a third down and 11. For Ken, back at the 10-yard line.
Yeah, we had a brief cutout there. Not sure what happened and what our listeners missed, but big interception there by Canton and Bellows down inside around the 11-yard line, and Canton with the football back down a 3rd and 10.
We're 17 left to go in the first half. Tied at 7. 4 receivers bunched on the left side, so a 5-wide look here for Kitchen. Pump fake, looking deep down across the middle. It's Bellows. He's wide open. He's got it. 40, midfield. They're trying to run him down from behind. Bellows at the 20, 10, 5, 8. Swipe at him at the 5-yard line, but he is in for the touchdown. They put everybody on the left side except for Bellows, and Bellows from the right, goes on the deep slant, got open, and it is a 90-yard touchdown pass from Kitchen to West Bellows.
Yeah, deep slant is exactly right. Caught that wide open across the middle, and then it was just the running game at that point. Could he outrun three Steel High defenders? And he was able to. A little swipe there at the near the end around the 15 or 20-yard line. But Canton is taking the lead again.
And here's the extra point, and it is going to be blocked. So we'll take timeout. 3:55 left to play in the first half. It is Canton 13, Steel High 7. Back after this on the blue, or on the, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Steeled American Legion Post 420 is open daily, noon to midnight. The kitchen hours are 3 to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, and with a Sunday ticket, the kitchen is open 1 to 4. Serving veterans and the community since 1919, it's the Steeled American Legion Post 420, located at 1860 South 19th Street, across from UPS. Their number is 717-939-0390. Go Rollers!
Welcome back. We are in Towanda. Steve Leedy, John Wilsbach, Kylie Hickoff back in Middletown, keeping us on the air here this afternoon. 3:55 to go in the first half. Canton on top of Steel High now 13-7 after a 90-yard deep slant pass from Kitchen to Bellows. Extra point blocked, and it's the Warriors up by six.
Yeah, you expect a big play from Steel High. And more methodical play by Canton, but right there, Canton just gives you that monster pass.
Here's kick is through the hands of Tyrone Moore. Now he picks it up, and he is going to get hit immediately, and all the momentum now is on the side of the red and black here on the home side of Canton.
A little careless getting that football up and get out of trouble, and instead picked it up, started going to his left. Mason Schultz, 5'10 senior, able to get down there and swipe him out low. But, you know, they stopped the extra point kick. They're only down by six. 3:51 to go. Got plenty of time here on this drive. See if they can get a few more points on the board.
Three receivers left, one to the right. And, David Pryor going to the right side, still on his feet, spun around and now knocked down. Out to the 25-yard line. Second down and about three for the Rollers.
Taylor again, one of those in on the tackle. Rollers are going to line up a little bit quicker now. But again, they like getting that call from the sideline.
Second down and two. They gave him the 25-yard line there. Here's a play fake and a quick pass out. That is caught. Caesar down the sideline. He's knocked out of bounds. Out to the 40-yard line, a late flag is thrown in. I think they're going to get him for a late hit out of bounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good call. A little late out of bounds. Bailey Ferguson was guarding him on that side. Gave him a little bit too much room. He was playing about 5 yards off of him. And if you're going to do that, then you know what? Make that quick pass to the sideline receiver and let him do his thing. And that's exactly what he did. So the penalty's going to move it another 15 into Canton territory with 3:15 to go here in the second quarter.
Yeah, plenty of time for the Rollers here in the half.
Yeah, get back tied or take the lead going into halftime.
So it's first and 10 for Steel High at the Canton 44-yard line. Two receivers left, one to the right. And in motion, that is Moore. Going to be a handoff. That is, again, to Pryor up the middle. He'll be tackled after a gain of three to the 41.
He's just following the blocking in front of him and picking up a few. No need to make the big, long passes right now. Irby can keep going with the shorter passes. Sure pass. Let the receivers do the work for him.
Second eight. We'll give him just two on that last play. Moore goes in motion. Now he comes back the other way. Two receivers right, one left, prior to the left of Alex Irby in the backfield. snap. Irby, back to pass. He'll throw, and I think somebody got their hand on it. Somebody got their hand on it and knocked that down. I think it was the big guy. I think it was Mason Nelson.
No, I thought it was either Davis or Williams. But you might be right.
I'm sorry. It is Caden Williams.
Yeah.
That's the guy I was looking at.
Yeah, 6'2", 195-pound senior. He's got that hand up enough. Stops the clock at 2:32. But it brings up a third down. A short eight or a long seven right now.
And two receivers to either side. Fire in the backfield with Irby.
I like how the Rollers check things off on the line right now.
There's a snap. They fake. Irby looking to throw. Now he has to roll out to the right a little bit. Now we'll throw a deep ball, and that is going to be tipped and caught. Wow, what a play by Tyrone Moore. He tipped it to himself. The defender was in better position.
Yeah.
But Moore did a great job of tipping it from one hand back across and makes the catch at the 20-yard line.
Kind of an ill-advised pass, too. Kind of threw that off the back foot, kind of lofted it out there. And it was Austin Allen who should have had the interception, but what a great job by Moore to tip it to himself and keep control.
And off goes Pryor going up the middle trying to juke around, but there's nowhere to go. Been tough sledding for the most part up the middle here. This big Canton defensive front has held the running game in check. Now Pryor did have that long run, that long touchdown run. That's really the only huge success they've had. No gain on that play. Second down and 10 at the 20-yard line. They'll shift a couple guys over to the left side. They'll have three receivers that way. It's going to be a handoff. That is Tyrone Moore getting around the corner. 20, 15, dives forward. And he's going to be called down at the 14-yard line for a gain of 6.
That clock keeps ticking. He went down before he got to the sideline. And not enough for the first down. Keeps the clock going and now brings up about a third and 4. Gonna line up a little quicker, make the call from the line. Irby's barking out the signals.
I don't think they mind some time winding off the clock here. And in motion, that's Johnson coming across. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Handoff, that's going to go to Noss up the middle. Pinballs around inside the 5 and tackled down to the 3-yard line.
Good run. They opened it up in the middle. Now it's 44 seconds. They briefly stopped the clock. Makes it a first and goal. Got to punch it in.
Noss is still in the backfield. He will get the handoff trying to go around the right side, and he has turned backwards. And that is Williams again making the play for Canton defensively. Back to the 6.
Yeah, now you got to call the timeout, and they do. Got to talk about this with 31 seconds to go. Now you're back at your 7-yard line, and you've got to come up with a couple quality plays here that you're going to be able to line up quickly afterwards, not use any timeout if you don't make it in on the first one. It's only a second down and goal. But, again, do you go with the quick pass play? Do you go with the quick play, pass play on the sideline, let your receiver do something? Sometimes that slant pass is a great place to go with in the middle of the end zone.
This is the last timeout that Steel High has in the first half, so they won't be able to stop the clock after this.
Right. Yeah, they've got to be prepared.
Got to be
what
aware.
They're going to do.
So here we go. 31 seconds to go in the first half. Rollers trailing 13-7. Then it's the second and goal at the Canton 7-yard line. I have wing and wide left side. Moore in motion. It's going to be a throw across the middle. That is going to be caught for a touchdown, and that is Jayon Perry with a 7-yard touchdown reception. We are tied at 13.
Great fake off the jet sweep to the middle. There's Perry going across to the middle. Open. You've got him. And now a chance to take the lead for the Rollers with 26 seconds to go in silencing this Canton crowd.
So it's going to be Tyrone Moore in for the extra point. Hopefully he can make it a little less adventurous than the last one. There's the snap. a hole. The kick is on the way, and the kick this time is through without hitting the crossbar. So we will take timeout. 26 seconds left to go in the first half. It is Steel High 14, Canton 13. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
The St. Lawrence Club in Steelton and proud alumni congratulate the Rollers on a great season. The St. Lawrence Club is available for private events and hall rentals. They wish everybody a happy holiday and Merry Christmas and a successful new year. And don't forget, fish fries are coming back during the Lenten season in 2022. That's your friends at the St. Lawrence Club CFU Lodge 13 in Steelton. Find them on Facebook.
Super 91, WMSS Middletown.
Welcome back to Tawanda. Steve Leedy along with John Wilsbach here. We have 26 seconds left in the first half, and the Rollers reclaiming lead here, 14-13 over Canton Warriors.
Only needed, less than 3 minutes or so on that drive, if I'm not mistaken, and great job. They kept their composure, got some big plays, moved it down the field, and put it away there at the nice pass right to the middle. And Perry able to hold on, put Steel High in the lead.
10 plays, 83 yards, about 3.5 minutes on the drive. Here's the kick. It's a squibber. I mean, taken by one of the up guys. That's Ferguson, I believe. I'm sorry, Ben Fitch. No, that's not Fitch. That is Austin Allen on the return to the 35-yard line. So Canton will have it with 22 seconds left here in the half, and after the deep slant worked as well as it did last time.
Yeah, too deep again.
But I get the feeling they're just gonna take this into halftime, probably just going to hand it off. They will line up in the wishbone look here. And it's going to be a fullback dive up the middle, nothing much. Yard or two.
And they're in no hurry to run one more play. So I think this is where we're going in at halftime. And Canton realizes they may be unbeaten. They may have beaten Muncie, but they have run into the great Steel High of the Harrisburg area, the Mid-Penn Conference state champions, a team that knows how to win in the face of any adversity. And the Rollers have that lead at halftime. Canton, you can tell, a little down on themselves right now. They know they're in a dogfight.
I think everybody thought this would be a dogfight.
Uh-huh.
Any neutral observer said, look at these two teams. This is going to be a heck of a game, and it has been. Through the first 24 minutes, we will take timeout. Our score here at halftime, it is Steel High 14, Canton 13. Back with a halftime show after this. You're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Jazzland, located in 1922 Walnut Street in Harrisburg, is a proud Steel High Roller supporter. Jazzland is open Tuesday through Sunday, starting at 11 a.m. each day. The kitchen is open from 5 to 9 p.m., serving a variety of menu items. Jazzland is a friendly place where you can enjoy your friends and enjoy the nightlife. And the jukebox is still kicking. That's Jazzland, located on Walnut Street in Harrisburg. Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steel High sponsor. On behalf of the President Tom Acri and Vice President Bill Falcone, the officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their number is 717-939-9123, and they're on Facebook. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
We're back at halftime in Towanda, Pennsylvania. Steel High leading Canton 14-13 in the first round of the single A PIAA football playoffs. John Wilsbach, Steve Leedy, Kylie Hickoff, our studio producer. I want to thank, and you hear many of our sponsors here on the air helping us get this game on the air for you. We want to thank our friends down at Fortney Printing. And right there in Bressler, you got Sharon and Fred, always big supporters of the Rollers and McDevitt and Middletown. And We thank them, Karen as well, and their staff. Fortney Printing, always there for us here on WMSS. Also want to thank our friends at the Steelton American Legion Post 420. Thank Lisa over there. Lisa helping us last year, getting that game on last year up there at Old Forge, and doing it again today. And the Steelton American Legion there, kind of right on that Harrisburg line, where you right up there by the UPS. And thanks so much to those fine folks as well, the Steelton American Legion Post 420. The VFWs, American Legions, the clubs that we have in the Steelton, High Spire, Harrisburg, Middletown area is so important to the community. And you folks out there listening aren't involved in any of them, please contact them and ask about membership in those organizations. It's so important to keep them going because they also support the community so much. I'll tell you, Steve, I go nuts, and you'll get me on rants when we start talking about the state police, the LCB, and them trying to shut down a lot of the clubs and a lot of the restaurants and organizations in the rural areas, and also our local communities with the small games of chance and things like that. Just drives me nuts because all they're doing is pushing the agenda of the big casinos in the state and the legislature, and they got to realize that these small organizations and clubs and businesses need this for revenue to survive. And they're the ones who are out there supporting the community, not the big casinos and not the LCB. It's these organizations in our area that are the ones supporting Central Pennsylvania, supporting the clubs, supporting the youth clubs, the athletics, the school activities, and so many other things with their donations. And it's about time the state and the legislature puts a halt to all this picking that the police and the LCB and everybody else is doing on a lot of our organizations in Central Pennsylvania. It drives me nuts. I could do a whole show on it. Maybe one of these days I will. But all these clubs are doing great things. They give back such an enormous amount of money to the community. And without those small games of chance and the things that they do in their organizations, they would not be able to stay in existence, and we need them in existence. So hopefully the picking will stop real soon and leave these folks alone. So there's my rant for the halftime. But we're at halftime. It's 14-13, and Steel High. Tell you what, they got down early in this game, battled back. Ken went back in the league. Didn't matter. Rollers came right back down with a few minutes to go, and you've got the stats to prove it.
Let's take a look at Canton first. It's going to be Riley Parker, the leading rusher for the Warriors. He's got 9 carries for 32 yards. Cooper Kitchen, quarterback, 2 keepers for 7. Wes Bellows, 5 carries for 3 yards. Hayden Ward, 2 carries for 1 yard. Receiving, Wes Bellows has that big 90-yard touchdown reception, and Hayden Ward caught the only other completed pass. That went for 6. Cooper Kitchen in the first half, 2 for 3, 96 yards, and that touchdown pass. Team totals for Canton on the ground, 18 carries, 43 yards. They have the 96 yards in the air, so 139 yards of offense for Canton in the first half. For Steel High, it was David Pryor leading the way, 9 carries for 90 yards. Tyrone Moore, 1 for 6. Ja'Kai Noss, 4 carries for 6 yards. Receiving, Tyrone Moore, 4 catches, 87 yards. Jayon Perry, 4 for 33 and a touchdown. Darrell Caesar, 3 catches, 28 yards. David Pryor, 1 catch, 39 yards. Alex Irby in the first half, 13 of 17, 177 yards, 1 touchdown, and 2 interceptions. Team totals for the Rollers, 14 carries on the ground, 102 yards, 177 through the air. So 279 yards of total offense for Steel High compared to 139 yards for Canton in the first half. And again, 90 of Canton's yards came on that one big pass play. So for the most part, Canton has been shut down here in the first half of this game. Scoring recap, late in the first quarter, Riley Parker's 7-yard touchdown run after Steel High gave them a short field on a turnover. It was a 35-yard drive down into the end zone, and Parker from 7 yards out made it 7-0. Then Steel High responded immediately. First play back, it was David Pryor's 64-yard touchdown run. Tyrone Moore's extra point went straight up in the air, came down and fell on the backside of the crossbar and just had enough to make it through. So we were tied at 7-2. Then after a deep interception from Irby on third down, Canton from their own 10-yard line, they put 4 guys to the left side, but Wes Bellows all alone to the right, and he broke free on the deep slant. Kitchens pass on the money, and they could not catch Wes Bellows 90 yards into the end zone for the score, but the extra point was blocked. It was 13-7, and then just before halftime, Steel High with a nice 10-play, 83-yard drive, 26 seconds to go before halftime, capped off by Jan Perry's 7-yard reception from Irby, and Moore's extra point was, we'll say, also true, a little more truer than the first one, but it was through without any crossbar intervention, and that is the deciding point here as Steel High leads by a score of 14-13, and we certainly have to give credit to Tyrone Moore in that touchdown drive. What a tremendous individual play, that pass at the 20-yard line. And that it looked like it was going to be picked off, but he somehow tipped it from one hand all the way across his body to the other and caught it and landed inbounds. That was a tremendous, tremendous individual effort to keep that drive going, and they end up with the score, and they have the lead here at halftime.
I want to thank another one of our sponsors out there in Radio Land. It's Fury Construction. Our good friend Dan Fury, his dad Don Fury, they've been with us for a long time, for many years, sponsoring McDevitt games and Steel High games, and we want to thank the fine folks here at the Don Fury Construction, our good friend Dan Fury. In fact, we had to mention that Steel High fan Clem Fury, unable to make the game today because of that bad back. Clem, we're with you, brother. Glad you're tuning in. Thanks so much for listening. I know last year he was unable to get out to the game as well, so he's been tuned in here to WMSS. So, Clem Fury, get better. And so glad that we can bring you this game. And thanks again to Fury Construction for being one of our sponsors, helping us get this game on the air from up here in Towanda. We'll step out. We're at halftime. Our score, Steel High 14, Canton 13. Back with more on the halftime show here. This is Roller Football on WMSS.
Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving the area since 1979. Fortney Printing is a full-service printer doing catalogs, brochures, letterhead, newsletters, promotional products, and more. Fortney Printing congratulates the Rollers on a great season. That's Fortney Printing, online at fortneyprinting.com or 717-939-6422.
The High Spire VFW Memorial Post 8638 is celebrating 75 years of supporting the veterans and our community. The High Spire VFW is open 7 days a week with the kitchen open until 9 p.m. The High Spire VFW will be holding their Drive-By Santa event on Saturday, December 18th from 1 to 3 p.m. for kids up to 7 years old. And don't forget, they're still collecting toys for tots until November 29th. That's the High Spire VFW, Memorial Post 8638, proud Steel High Roller sponsors.
The 230 Cafe congratulates Steel High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Nate and Shelby Wrights. They're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner weekdays from 6 a.m. till 7:30 p.m., Saturdays 6 to 2, and Sundays 7 to 2. Takeout and private parties are available. That's the 230 Cafe in High Spire, 717-939-9223.
MidPen Bank congratulates the Steel High Rollers on a great season. MidPen Bank is a community bank. Its employees volunteer their time in the local community. They offer the My Savings account for children to help teach money management skills early in life. And they reinvest locally in nonprofit organizations that directly support our community. That's MidPen Bank, a big part of the Steel High community.
Don Fury Construction Incorporated is happy to bring you this playoff game. Don Fury Construction Incorporated can handle all of your building needs, whether it's a new home, addition, or remodeling. They even provide free estimates. Dan and Don Fury and their family congratulate the Rollers and Crusaders on a great season. That's Don Fury Construction Incorporated at 564-4393. PA 7571.
The Old American Legion Post 420 is open daily, noon to midnight. The kitchen hours are 3 to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, and with the Sunday ticket, the kitchen is open 1 to 4. Serving veterans and the community since 1919, it's the Steelton American Legion Post 420, located at 1860 South 19th Street, across from UPS. Their number is 717-939-0390. Go Rollers!
Welcome back to Tawanda. Steve Leedy along with John Wilsbach here. We are at halftime, 14-13, Steel High leading Canton. Take a look at the scoreboard from around the mid-state last night and here today. We'll first start in 6A, game up at Severance Field. Harrisburg held on late to beat Wilson 14-10. They are the District 3 6A champions. They'll next play State College, who won their state playoff game last night against Delaware Valley 28-19. In 5A, the District 3 final is set, and no surprise in the top half of the bracket. It was Governor Mifflin pounding Spring Grove 38-13. On the bottom half of the bracket, it was the 7-seed Exeter over Cedar Cliff 42-35 over at West Shore Stadium. Eric Nangle of Exeter, 334 rushing yards, 81 receiving yards, scored all six touchdowns for Exeter in that one. 4A finals for District 3 are set with Bishop McDevitt beating Berks Catholic 35-7, as expected. Bottom half of the bracket, also as expected, Lampeter Strasburg beating Kennerdale 31-0. Out west, we do have one game going on in 4A, just a team that Steel High has played. Juniata, they are still going. They are 10-2 on the season, but they are losing at District 10's Meadville 20-7. In 3A, District 3 champions are Wyomissing, the Spartans, for the third year in a row. They win the District 3 title. They beat Boiling Springs here 55-14 this afternoon on the A field in Wyomissing. They will next play Scranton Prep, who is undefeated. 28-0, they beat Wyoming area of District 2 last night. 2A, York Catholic, District 3 champions, their season is over. They lost to West Catholic out of the Philly Catholic League, who are just 3-7 coming into the game, but you know they played some pretty stiff competition down in their league. But it is West Catholic who beats York Catholic 24-7, and West Catholic will go on to play Northern Lehigh to beat Lackawanna Trail 35-14. Other single-A games in the eastern half of the bracket. The winner of this game will get Old Forge, who beat Williams Valley last night 26-7. And in the other half of the east, the following game after next week's game, you're looking at the District 6 champion, and the semifinals were last night. Juniata Valley beat Portage 21-7. Bishop Guilfoyle beat Homer Center 28-0. So that's the scores from around the area. We will take time out here again. When we come back, we should be about set to start the second half here from Towanda, where it is Steel High 14, Canton 13. You're listening to Roller Football here on WMSF.
The St. Lawrence Club in Steelton and proud alumni congratulate the Rollers on a great season. The St. Lawrence Club is available for private events and hall rentals. They wish everybody a happy holiday and Merry Christmas and a successful new year. And don't forget, fish fries are coming back during the Lenten season in 2022. That's your friends at the St. Lawrence Club, CFU, Lodge 13 in Steelton. Find them on Facebook.
Jazzland, located in 1922 Walnut Street in Harrisburg, is a proud Steel High Roller supporter. Jazzland is open Tuesday through Sunday, starting at 11 a.m. each day. The kitchen is open from 5 to 9 p.m., serving a variety of menu items. Jazzland is a friendly place where you can enjoy your friends and enjoy the nightlife. And the jukebox is still kicking. That's Jazzland, located on Walnut Street in Harrisburg. The Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steel High sponsor. On behalf of the President, Tom Acri, and Vice President Bill Falcone, the officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their number is 717-939-9123, and they're on Facebook. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
Welcome back. We are in Towanda. Steve Leedy, John Wilsbach, 14-13 Steel High with the lead, about a minute away from the start of the second half. And, you know, after the game here, man, we could just hop on a boat and just float down the Susquehanna River all the way.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of folks realize that the river goes past Steelton all the way up towards Scranton, kind of hooks back to the northwest, and literally several blocks away here. The river flows right past Towanda. So, yeah, if someone had a good speedboat today, I guess we could have taken that the whole way. It might still have been a little bit longer because of the path it takes. But, yeah, they're right along the river here, just like the fine folks in Steelton and Middletown. So we're here in Towanda, just about 20 miles south of the New York line.
I think we're set for a great second half of football here. The thing that would worry me if I'm Canton is I look that I only, outside of a 90-yard pass, I only have 50 yards of offense in the first half of this game. So that would be a little troubling for me if I was Canton. On the Steel High side, you have a couple turnovers in the first half. Obviously, would want to get rid of any mistakes, but it's been tough sledding, running the football, but they've been able to get, you know, Herbie going through the air. 13 of 17, 177 yards, and the touchdown pass right before halftime. So the passing game's been working. You got to salute the defense of the Rollers for, you know, only allowing that, basically that one big play and a short field touchdown. So we'll see what happens here in the second half. Kickoff goes to Austin Allen, who will keep it himself. He faked like he was going to hand it off to somebody else, but then thought twice about it and will be tackled at the 29-yard line. So Canton will start from there here in this second half.
Well, I think you said it right. Canton has got to be worried because they've been living on that running game this season, and the Rollers have done a great job at stopping it here in this contest. And when you get a big pass play out of kind of uncharacteristically for Canton, you got to wonder, okay, how are we going to get our offense here in the second half?
And off on first down, it's going to go to Parker. And he's just going to fight his way forward almost to the 34-yard line. It's a gain of 5 on the play.
And I've not seen Canton go as much hurry up as they had been going offensively. We thought maybe they would try to slow it down this game, just run it methodically, keep the clock ticking, but it's not that type of a game. And they need to do something differently, as if we have an equipment problem. They need to do something differently here to kind of get that offense stimulated.
Second down and 5. Here's the wishbone look. And it's going to be a handoff again to Riley Parker. Ball pops free, and I think Steel High has got it. They do. It is a turnover. It is going to be picked up by Teon Bratton. Parker had that poked out. Didn't see who poked it out, but Bratton falls on it, and the Rollers are in business here with 11:13 to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, big break for the Rollers. The defense, again, showing they can hold this rushing game by Canton. That's a good turnover to get back. You know, you throw a couple picks in this contest, you want to get some the other way, too, and that's what the Rollers just did.
The receiver's in a stack to the right, one to the left. Play fake Irby looking to throw, and we've got this play blown dead. We've got motion against Steel High.
Check out our Facebook page for any updates there. We'll keep you posted. Our website, WMSSFM.com. We list all of our upcoming winter broadcasts. We know we have Middletown Steel High on there a couple times in boys basketball.
And going to Pryor, trying to cut in the hole, but runs into some red shirts and has nowhere to go. And it's going to be a second down and 15.
Riley Parker able to make that stop for Canton. And again, the Warriors are going to need to make a stop after that, turning that ball over. Cannot allow the Rollers to get up more on you.
Two left, one right here for Irby. Pryor in the backfield. Irby will step into it, throws it, tipped up and almost intercepted. It's almost picked off by Michael Davis.
Yeah, looking for Perry across the middle there. I want to say that that was Ward who was guarding him. Made the hit right when that ball got there. I like the fact that they're not going for that long, deep ball anymore. Shorter passes, try to get some better high-percentage passes, and then let your receivers do the rest.
They're down 15. That's a lateral back, and that is going to be sniffed out and eliminated by Michael Davis of Canton.
Yeah, they made the easy read. Four receivers on that left side, three almost near the line, and the one behind them. You know that it's most likely going to be the quick pass left. Get it to the receiver. Let those wide receivers make the blocks for him. But Canton didn't wait. They just sent the corners and the safety right in off that pass. They knew where the ball was going.
Loss of nine, so it's going to be a punt situation. There is the boot from Perry. It's going to be returned at the 26-yard line. A big return midfield, and it's going to be a flag thrown as Bellows is tackled across the 40-yard line of Steel High, but we've got a flag was thrown like a missile down the field,
uh-huh.
So this is going to come back at least partially. We've got actually three flags on the field, and the official, there's an official all the way back here at the 35-yard line standing over a flag as well.
Well, I thank another one of our sponsors for this broadcast, and that's the fine folks at MidPen Bank. They're in Steelton, and they're also in Lower Swatara Township, and, of course, Central PA. But our good friend David Martin and the fine folks at MidPen Bank are heavily invested in our local community, and we want to thank them for helping us get this broadcast on the air.
Blindside block was the foul, and that's from the 35-yard line, so that's going to take it all the way back to the 20-yard line. That's a good break for the Rollers.
Sure is.
And we'll have it at their own 20-yard line. We'll send receivers to either side. It's going to be the double wing look once again with Bellows, the fullback. Parker and Ward, the wingbacks. Cooper Kitchen will hand it off to the fullback. Bellows trying to get outside. Uses a stiff arm and is able to get his way out to the 30-yard line. He's going to be close to a first down. I don't know if they're going to give him just enough. No, he's going to be about a half a yard short.
Was Riley Parker on that wing position able to just get Noss contained enough to allow him to get outside?
There's going to be Kitchen keeping it on the triple option play. Now he'll cut back himself, 40, midfield. They're going to have to run him down from behind. The ball pops free. It is loose, and Steel High is going to fall on it. One guy threw the beanbag. Let's see what they say.
They're trying to say that he was down. I disagree. I wasn't watching close enough. But the hit came from behind. Someone got the hand there behind and knocked it out. and they're saying he was down before that ball came out, Canton's going to keep it.
That's a 32-yard run for Cooper Kitchen, the quarterback.
Great fake on that. They all bit up the middle, and he was going with the option. Really didn't even need to think about the option pitch.
And off to Bellows on first down, and he has stood up after gaining 2 yards to the 37-yard line.
And I'm surprised he didn't go right back to it, maybe even to the opposite side, because that really threw the rollers off on that last play.
Second down, say 8 at the 37-yard line. Again, the double wing look. There's Ward in motion, but it's going to be Kitchen keeping it himself. And he'll duck under to the 32-yard line for a 5-yard gain.
Yeah, so you had a couple plays there. You had the one going to the outside on the near side, the one with Kitchen keeping it on the option to the opposite side, two big yardage plays for him. And now they go back to the middle, and they're just making little knick-knack yardage.
Using this offense, it's a triple option most of the time. Now they're going to go to a wishbone look here. Everybody in tight. Play fake. Kitchen in trouble. David Pryor's in the backfield, and he's going to sack him back at the 39-yard line.
Oh, wasn't fooled whatsoever. That was his main job. Coming around the right side, and the right defensive end side, and just caught him, almost blindsided him.
Now a fourth down and 8 for Canton, back to 37.
They're going to go and try to pin him deep. Yeah. They're going to bring the punt unit in.
The Ohio, now they'll, like Pryor is going to drop back here. Here is the boot from Michael Davis, and it's going to be Coffin cornered inside the 10 and rolls out of bounds at the 6-yard line. So a good punt by Michael Davis. And the Rollers will start at their own 6-yard line here, leading 14-13 with 7:12 left to go in the third quarter here from the Endless Mountains Sports Complex in Towanda.
We talk about the winter basketball season, Friday, January 7th. Steel High at Middletown Boys, and then they'll do it again on Tuesday, February 1st, Middletown at Steel High.
Rollers from their own 6. They'll have 3 receivers to the right side, and they are going to be blockers, but it's going to be a handoff, and it's going to be Tyrone Moore just barely getting out of the end zone.
Yeah, you got that right. He got wiped out right on the 1-yard line, and some of his lower leg was there in the end zone, but luckily he was out forward enough when he got hit and fell down right on the 1.
Now it is second down and 14 for the Rollers at their own 1-yard line. A safety would give Canton the lead. The Rollers have to be careful here. 2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. There's snap. Irby looking to throw. Throws it. Caesar catches it at the 8-yard line. Stays on his feet. Now gets tackled at the 11. So get some breathing room here.
Yeah, and it's got to be safer passes, too. And Irby knows that. He's got to make sure his receiver is wide open. It can't be anything too long unless he's, of course, wide open. You don't need to turn the ball over this deep in your own territory. Now brings up a 3rd and 5.
3rd and 5. Irby will throw it, and it is caught. Wide open is Tyrone Moore, and he gets the first down. He gave him a lot of respect over there on that left side, and he was wide open, makes the catch, gain of 9 and a first down.
Yeah, that's Bentley Ferguson again. I mentioned him earlier in the game when he gave a lot of room in a situation like that, about 5 yards off the ball. Fumble.
Loose ball at Canton. It looks like they have fallen on it. And they have. That is Riley Parker, who comes away with the football.
He's been all over the place in this game. I don't know why the Rollers were rushing so much on that one. They had the first. Going to reset, push the reset button, take your time, get set up, and instead kind of just wanted to line up quick and out comes the ball, and Canton takes over.
They have it at the Roller 21-yard line. Here's a handoff. Riley Parker trying to get to the outside, but Steel High does well defensively that time to follow it up, give him just 1 yard to the 20.
Hey, you turn the ball over, and that's where you get back to the old bend but don't break. You know, the defense has got to come up big right here. Hold this Canton team away from the end zone and keep them out of even field goal range.
Yeah, I don't know what the range.
Didn't look like it was that much.
Yeah, I don't think so either. 5 minutes to go. Wishbone look here for the Warriors. That's a handoff going to Bellows, and he just lowers the boom and will be brought down right around the 15-yard line. That is going to bring up a third down and 4.
Yeah, kept the legs driving. Should have been down, but a little bit high on the tackling that time and allowed him to keep his body upward and keep the legs driving. You've got to get lower, take out those ankles, thighs, calves, get them down a little bit quicker.
Third down and 4, Steel High 15-yard line. Again, it's 14-13 Steel High here with 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Wishbone, look, going to be a give. That is to Riley Parker. He's around the corner, and he's into the end zone for a touchdown. Riley Parker from 15 yards out, and Canton takes the lead, 19-14.
He did a great job with the fake up the middle. And the next thing you know, Parker's going around that right side with the ball, and everyone was stuffing towards the middle and never got any containment. Canton has retaken the lead in this game.
4:17 to go in the third. They will line up to go for two. High backfield handoff goes to Ward, and he is going to be wrapped up, and the conversion is going to be no good.
Yeah, that was Coleman in there making the stop, 6'1", senior, holding on for dear life and then got some help.
So we'll take timeout with 4:17 left to go in the third quarter. It is now Canton 19, Steel High 14. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving the area since 1979. Fortney Printing is a full-service printer doing catalogs, brochures, letterhead, newsletters, promotional products, and more. Fortney Printing congratulates the Rollers on a great season. That's Fortney Printing, online at fortneyprinting.com or 717-939-6422.
Welcome back to Tawanda. Steve Leedy, John Wilsbach here with 4:17 left to go in the third quarter. 19-14, Canton takes the lead, and again, it was another Steel High turnover that leads to a short field and points for the Warriors, and they lead it by 5 here late in the third. Rollers to receive the kickoff. There's the boot. Going to go to the 15-yard line. Taken by Tyrone Moore. 25, tries to change directions, and he is going to be thrown back. He ran right into the bear hug of Brennan Taylor, who throws him back at the 26-yard line.
Now the Warriors are feeling the momentum right now. They cause a turnover. They get the football. They score. They have the lead. Again, Rollers have faced this many times the last couple of years. They know what that's like, but they've got to do a better job and protecting the football down the stretch here.
Now the Rollers down by 5 with 2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. More in motion. There's a bad snap. Irby took his eyes off the snap, coming back, and Canton is going to have the football once again.
You saw that too, didn't you?
Yes.
We were both looking through the binoculars, and you could see he took his eye. Yeah, I think he was looking to the right just as the ball was coming back and
yep,
didn't make the grab, hit the hands, hit the ground, and Canton fell on it.
So deja vu here as Canton will have the football at the Steel High 22-yard line on the 4th turnover of the game for the Rollers. And they'll come out with this wishbone attack. Kitchen hands it off. That is going to be to Bellows. They're trying to rip it out of his hands, but Bellows He was labeled as one of the toughest kids on this Canton team. He holds on to it, and it's going to be a second down and about three, and we've got a timeout taken by the Rollers. And we'll step out as well. 3:55 left to go in the third quarter. It is Canton 19, Steel High 14. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
The Highspire VFW Memorial Post 8638 is celebrating 75 years of supporting the veterans and our community. The Highspire VFW is open 7 days a week with the kitchen open until 9 p.m. The Highspire VFW will be holding their Drive-By Santa event on Saturday, December 18th from 1 to 3 p.m. for kids up to 7 years old. And don't forget, they're still collecting toys for tots until November 29th. That's the Highspire VFW, Memorial Post 8638, proud Steel High Roller sponsors.
Welcome back to Tawanda. Steve Leedy along with John Wilsbach. 3:55 to go here in the third quarter. 19-14, Canton with the lead. Second down and four. Here's a handoff to Riley Parker. He breaks through a hole, and he's going to be into the end zone again for his third touchdown of the afternoon. And now the Warriors are up by two scores here. It's 25-14.
Yeah, he was going left, decided to cut it upfield a little bit sooner than he wanted to because he saw a hole open up. Bellows was in front of him, kind of got behind him, gave him a push like, go, I'm here, and part of the Red Sea, and not too hard to get to the end zone again, and the Rollers are digging themselves a hole now.
Canton again will line up to go for two. They'll line up in the wishbone. Going to be Parker, and he gets wiped out immediately as soon as he touched the football. Deron Coleman came up and hit him as soon as he touched that football. So the run fails. We'll take timeout. 3:48 left to play in the third quarter. It is Canton 25, Steel High 14. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
The 230 Cafe congratulates Steel High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Nate and Shelby Wrights. They're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner weekdays from 6 a.m. till 7:30 p.m., Saturdays 6 to 2, and Sundays 7 to 2. Takeout and private parties are available. That's the 230 Cafe in Highspire, 717-939-9223.
Welcome back to Tawanda. Steve Leedy, John Wilsbach, 3:48 left to go in the third. 25-14 is the score as the Rollers turn it over on consecutive plays and give Canton a very short field, once from the 21, once from the 22, and they punch it in twice. Riley Parker, a couple of touchdowns here in the third quarter, and it is the Warriors who lead 25-14. Kickoff, David Pryor fields it at the 18-yard line. Going up the middle of the field, breaks a couple tackles. Now somebody's got him by the ankles, and he can't get away across the 35 to the 38-yard line.
I want to thank another one of our sponsors able to help us bring you this game today, and that's the 230 Cafe in Highspire. Good buddies Nate and Shelby down there. They do it right. Remember that? Name Shelby Wright. Thanks so much. 230 Cafe, always with us, supporting Steel High and also supporting our Middletown broadcast.
First down and 10 for the Rollers here at their own 38-yard line. They're now down by 11. 3:40 to go in the third. Here's handoff. David Pryor trying to cut back to the middle, and he cut back into a bunch of red shirts, and it's going to be a loss of a couple more, and it's going to be second down and 12.
Yeah, that momentum is just picking up more and more with the Warriors capitalizing on turnovers, finding the end zone, the defense making some big stops here. Rollers have got to start pulling out some big plays now.
Second down, 12. Play fake. Irby looking over here for Caesar along the sideline. Breaks one tackle. Still on his feet. Breaks away from everyone. 50, 45, 40. He's going to be tackled at the 36-yard line. Those are some slick moves by Darrell Caesar Jr.
Darrell Caesar just kind of slipped under the hands of the first tackler and kind of pushed off him as well. Then the next one. What a great Houdini job, just kind of disappearing from each of those tacklers to pick up the first of the lineup quickly.
28-yard gain on the play down to the 36 of Canton. Here is a handoff. That is to Pryor up the middle. They're going to tackle him from behind. They get him at the 31-yard line for a gain of 5.
But right there, saw that right arm coming back a little bit as it was holding the football. Make sure you protect it. Do not need any more turnovers in this game.
Yeah, they cannot afford any more. 2:30 and counting to go into third. Rollers trail by 11. Two receivers left, one to the right. There's the snap. Irby looking right. Will throw. That is caught and out of bounds. This time it's Tyrone Moore who catches it and gets it right around the 25.
Yeah, Moore's going one-on-one there with Austin Allen. I like the quick pass plays to the receiver. Canton's been playing off on the outside, both sides on the wides, and they're staying back a few extra yards. Let the receiver make that quick catch and see what he can do.
Gain of 6. Hand off goes to Pryor, cuts into the middle, 15, fancy footwork, and he is gone into the end zone for the touchdown. Davin Pryor, 25-yard touchdown run. It looked like he was going to be stopped at the 15, but somehow kept his footing and skitters into the end zone as the Rollers close it to within one score. Now it's 25-20, extra point pending as we have a Canton player injured on the play.
Yeah, that's Riley Parker. He's one of the guys that kind of got deked out by that run, and a few of them did. He may have just been cramping up. He's up and appears to be okay, but what a great run, and what a great play call. Coming back, pass, run, and there you go. You get that run up the middle, get free, and he kept kicking it to the right, kept going to the right, bouncing off the defender, going right a little bit more, and able to make his way to the end zone and gets the Rollers right back in this game.
2:12 left to go in the third quarter. It is 25-20, you would think they would bring the offense in here.
Yeah, I was thinking you could go for 2, be down by 3, but I think that's what they're going to do.
Yeah. There we go. 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Pryor in the backfield. Moore will go in motion. Going to be Irby rolling left, looking, throwing, and it is going to be caught. It should be, oh, that should have been over the goal line. It was caught by Moore. I thought he had possession of it over the goal line.
I thought he did, too. And that was on the very far side, far corner, and I thought he was standing right on the goal line when he made that catch. Didn't matter after he made the catch if he was pushed back toward the one. I thought he made it on the goal line as well, Steve. Yeah. It should have been, too.
As soon as you have possession,
it's over, right?
Right over the goal line.
Exactly.
That should have been good. We had a better look at it from here than the official did standing down in that corner. But, yeah, I thought it was over as well. But we'll take timeout. 2:12 left to play in the third. It is Canton 25, Steel High 20. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
MidPen Bank congratulates the Steel High Rollers on a great season. MidPen Bank is a community bank. Its employees volunteer their time in the local community. They offer the My Savings account for children to help teach money management skills early in life. And they reinvest locally in nonprofit organizations that directly support our community. That's MidPen Bank, a big part of the Steel High community.
Welcome back to Towanda. Steve Lee, John Wilsbach, 2:12 left to play in the third quarter. Now we're getting some points flying on the board.
Oh, yeah.
25-20.
Rollers wasted no time.
Yeah, Canton leads by 5, but Rollers pick one back there, and now here's a short kick that's taken by Allen, and he'll return it to the 35-yard line. So Canton will bring their offense back out onto the field here, trying to nurse this lead.
Well, and you know, they've been successful at it, but it's just had a short field that they had to work with because they'd gotten those turnovers. Now they're back at their own 35-yard line. Let's see how they survive once again when they're deep. They're only up by 5. That's not enough when you're going up against a roller team. It's late in the third quarter. Plenty of time in this game.
Line up with a wide receiver out to the right, one to the left, the double wing set. There's a counter give to Ward, and he is going to be stood up after getting a couple yards. And Canton faithful thinking that it was left go a little too long, but
yeah, they also wanted a face mask. Yeah. Amari Williams had the arm wrapped underneath the helmet, not across the face mask, and made that tackle. So, good stop defensively. Only gave up a few yards. Nice little counter play, trying to deceive the defense a little bit, but that roller front, they're tough.
Second down and seven. High backfield, wideouts to either side. And that is going to go to Parker, and he is going to go off the left side and get the first down, across the 45 to the 46, gain of eight and a first down.
Yeah, they just exposed that whole outside. No one was really out there covering. And, in fact, I thought for Canton, they had receiver Austin Allen over there, and he did a poor job at even blocking his man. But left that area wide open on the left, and enough for the first down for the Warriors.
First down and 10 for Canton. A minute and counting to go in the third. 25-20. The Warriors lead here. Wide out to either side. High backfield. That's a fullback give right up the middle. That is Caden Ward. He's going to get into Steel High territory. Gain of six on the carry right up the gut.
Yeah, haven't seen much out of Hayden Ward doing that, but again, he found himself open, staying low to the ground, looking for that hole, and able to break through it. Looks like another cramping issue going on here with one of the roller players.
I believe that is Tayon Bratton. He was down.
Yeah, they're looking at the left leg or just letting him sit there and relax a little bit. Move the leg around a little bit. Hopefully nothing major.
They're wiggling around the ankle there.
Yeah, usually when it's a cramp, you'll see them lay on their back and then lift the leg up. He's not doing that. He's just kind of sitting there and not moving at all. You're right. They're looking at that left ankle, but maybe he just felt a tweak a little bit and just wanted to make sure it was okay before they stood him back up. Hey, he's a beast. You know, we've seen him. He's 5'9", 195-pound senior, and we watched him in the one Middletown game at Steel High this season practically carry about six, seven, eight guys down the field. Nobody could tackle him, and he was just a beast in that contest.
By the way, Andrew Irby, Jr., we saw go out earlier here in this third quarter. I don't think he has been back in the game since. I see him over there without his helmet. So I think he is basically, he may be done for the day. Here's second down and four. And up again, going to the left side. I believe it's Parker. And he's going to have enough for the first down.
Yeah, and following his blockers, he was just taking his time at time. Wasn't running full steam ahead, just seeing what was opening, following the guys, making the right cut. You know, one of the things that Canton also wants to do in this game is also work that clock when they have the lead and, you know, get maybe one more playoff here to end this third quarter.
Yeah, they'll have to snap it one more time here. Receivers to either side, eye backfield, Parker, the deep man. It's going to be Ward, though, the fullback getting the give, going right up the middle inside the 30, and a late flag is thrown in as well as we have just under a second to go in the quarter.
I didn't see what the penalty was, but all I saw was that Canton line just blasted off the snap of the ball, and the penalty is going to be against the Rollers.
15-yard run, and we're going to tack on after that. That's Hayden Ward, who was lined up in the fullback position that time. Was that a 5-yard face mask?
I think you are correct. Didn't get him much because I was going to say I didn't see it. What I saw was I just saw that blast by that offensive line just move the Rollers back off the snap. We play three.
So we'll step out our score after three quarters. It is Canton 25,
Steel High 20. Back with the fourth quarter after this. You're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Don Fury Construction Incorporated is happy to bring you this playoff game. Don Fury Construction Incorporated can handle all of your building needs, whether it's a new home, addition, or remodeling. They even provide free estimates. Dan and Don Fury and their family congratulate the Rollers and Crusaders on a great season. That's Don Fury Construction Incorporated at 564-4393. PA 7571.
Steelton American Legion Post 420 is open daily, noon to midnight. The kitchen hours are 3 to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, and with a Sunday ticket, the kitchen is open 1 to 4. Serving veterans and the community since 1919, it's the Steelton American Legion Post 420, located at 1860 South 19th Street, across from UPS. Their number is 717-939-0390. Go Rollers!
Super 91, WMSS, Middletown.
Glad you're with us here from Towanda. Steve Leedy, John Wilsbach. One quarter of football left. Canton leads Steel High 25-20. As we start the fourth, Canton has it first down and 10 at the Steel High 23-yard line. High backfield. Wide to either side. Kitchen under center. Handoff goes to Parker. Go on left. He's going to be thrown down at the 19-yard line, but a gain of 6. And now finally, we're seeing that Canton running game really start to grind out time and grind out the yards that they need here.
And the thing is, Steve, and they're going inside, they're going outside, they're going back inside, they're going outside. You don't know where they're going. It's not one particular area. And they're getting the blocking that time. There was nobody on the outside containing, and that was an easy pickup there of about 4 or 5.
Yep. Gain of 4, second and 6 at the 19 of Steel High. Wide either side, eye backfield again. Handoff goes to Ward up the middle, and Hayden Ward gets down to the 15-yard line for another gain of 4 yards.
He doesn't have a lot of size. He's kind of stealth, hiding behind his blockers. Or the lead blocker as we get an official's timeout now. Looks like another Roller player either banged up or cramping. Either way, I want to thank another one of our sponsors helping us get this game on the air for you, the Steelton Italian Club. Our good friend Tom Acri down there and Bill Falcone, all the fine folks at the Steelton Italian Club in Steelton. Thank you so much. We miss our old friend Joe, passed away a few years back, and thanks so much to Tom Acri and Bill Falcone and all those folks keeping things going down there at the Steelton Italian Club.
11:06 on the clock here. Canton leading by 5, 25-20. They are knocking on the door here with a 3rd and 2 at the Roller 15-yard line.
Yeah, you've already been. Do not break. Roller defense has got to come up with a stop here. You don't want to get behind by 2 scores here in the fourth quarter.
Canton will break the huddle. They'll have the eye backfield once again. It's Ward in front of Parker. Handoff goes to Parker, trying to get to the outside. Has the first down, has the touchdown. It is his 4th touchdown run of the game. This is of 15 yards, and now it is a 2-score game once again, Canton 31-20.
He got the lead blocking, he got the containment around the edge, got toward the outside, turned on the burners, and this kid's the real deal. Riley Parker, just a junior. 6 foot, 190 pounds.
Extra point kick up. It is good. So we will take timeout. 10:35 left to go in the fourth quarter. It is Canton 32, Steel High 20. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
The St. Lawrence Club in Steelton and proud alumni congratulate the Rollers on a great season. The St. Lawrence Club is available for private events and hall rentals. They wish everybody a happy holiday and Merry Christmas and a successful new year. And don't forget, fish fries are coming back during the Lenten season in 2022. That's your friends at the St. Lawrence Club, CFU, Lodge 13 in Steelton. Find them on Facebook.
Super 91, WMSS, Middletown.
10:35 to go here in Towanda, where it is Canton leading Steel High 32-20. John, don't forget, last year we went up to that old Forge game.
Yeah.
Steel High was almost left for dead in the fourth quarter of that game, and we know how that one turned out.
Oh, we do. We did that one, and you can still go to our Facebook page and see the highlights of that.
There's a kickoff. They were definitely offsides for Canton. The official decided not to throw the flag.
Oh, that's three now that they've kind of just let slide in this contest. Calls that they probably could have thrown the flag and did not.
Well,
I don't like seeing that.
The 10:30 to go is a squibber picked up by John Perry at the 39-yard line of Steel High. So they need to get two scores.
Yeah. Darkness is set in here. Lights are on. 40 degrees now here in Towanda.
The receivers left, one to the right. Handoff goes up the middle. That's going to be David Pryor up the middle. About five.
Need a little more urgency at the line. They need to do what they did last time, come right down the field, score quickly.
Out to the 44-yard line, second down and five. Again, Pryor gets it, has some traffic to manage, but they're going to string him out, and he's going to get tackled back at almost the 40-yard line.
And guess who? Riley Parker again. This kid does it all, offense, defense. I hate to tell him if he goes playing football at college somewhere, he's got to decide which one he wants to do, offense or defense.
Here's a third and nine. Here's a quick pass, and it is caught by Caesar, but he's pushed out immediately. Gain of four. He needs nine. So now it's going to be a fourth down and five at the 44-yard line.
And, yeah, he's got to make sure this pass is a little bit deeper this time. And he got Canton to jump. Very nice. Did a great job with the hurry-up, and Mason Nelson, the 6'1 junior, a little excited, and he jumped. That's going to move it closer now. Makes it a more manageable fourth down and about one for Steel High.
Yeah, it's going to be, they're going to mark it just short.
Just shy of the 49, literally a half yard.
I don't know if they're going to measure this. I think they got to measure it. It is.
Yeah, how do you measure when you could see that where the flag was initially, they were about 6 yards back from the flag, and then they put the five on here, and they move it almost to where the flag is now. So I don't know how you measure this. It should have just been placed at the right place, which still would have been shy of the first.
Yeah,
there should be no measurement going on here.
They got him.
I think they needed to measure exactly where that football initially was and put it down, but they're going to bring the chains out.
Yeah,
so now it's all wherever the ball is spotted by the official.
I'm going to tell you, it's close.
Yeah.
It is super close.
Oh, yeah. I'm shocked where they put it.
Ball is just over the 49-yard line, and it is going to be a first down. I knew it was going to be close. It was just by the very tip of the ball.
Did you write down where the ball was last spotted by chance? Because
Yeah, 44.
At the 44, okay.
So it's at the 49, so yeah. That was pretty much there.
I thought they were just shy of the 44, and that's why I thought, well, it's not going to be a first.
It's just barely a first down for the Rollers.
They'll take it.
Two receivers left, one to the right. Irby will hand it off once again. That is David Pryor going up the middle, and he'll get 7 yards before being stopped at the 44 of Canton.
Yeah, I like this. Get it to him quick. Open up a quick hole. Let him run. He's got great speed. Just chipping away at things.
got 126 yards on the ground. Second down and three, 9, 10, and counting to play. Rollers trail by 12. Herbie going to throw deep, looking for more. He's got it at the 10, the 5, into the end zone for the touchdown.
Great pass play. Deep pass down that right side, and he turned it on and lit it up. Man, Moore just lit it up. 6'3", senior. He probably had, what, about 3 yards on the corner on that side, made the catch and immediately started then cutting toward the middle. And the Rollers again back in, and as you said, you can't count them out.
Rollers will line up for the extra point. Snap, the hold, the kick on the way, and it is good. So we'll take timeout, 8:59 left to play in the fourth quarter. It is Canton 32, Steel High 27. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this. This is Roller Football on WMSS.
Jazzland, located in 1922 Walnut Street in Harrisburg, is a proud Steel High Roller supporter. Jazzland is open Tuesday through Sunday, starting at 11 a.m. each day. The kitchen is open from 5 to 9 p.m., serving a variety of menu items. Jazzland is a friendly place where you can enjoy your friends and enjoy the nightlife. And the jukebox is still kicking. That's Jazzland, located on Walnut Street in Harrisburg.
Welcome back to Towanda. Steve Leedy, John Wilsbach here with 8:59 left to go in the fourth quarter. And it is 32-27. Canton still with the lead, but Steel High with a big play. Gets right back in it.
Yeah, we said they had to score quickly, and Alex Irby just does a great job at knowing which receiver is going to be open, able to put it out there with some good strength and precision. And Moore able to get those long legs just stretching open and making that catch. He was, that's what you say, wide open. He had the great jump on the corner.
By the way, where they've been kicking it now, they've been kicking it to the middle. Wes Bellows has snuck into where they've been kicking it. So he's going, it's going to be over his head this time. And it's going to be taken by Allen again at the 30-yard line. And now he'll be tackled and wrapped up at the 32-yard line. They're trying to rip that football out of his hands. But he's going to be stopped at the 32, and Canton's offense will take the field here with 8:52 to go, leading by 5, 32-27. Again, at stake is a date with Old Forge, a team that has been, I think, the top-ranked team in the state by the Patriot News, for the majority of the season, but that will be a home game for either of these two teams.
No need for the Rollers to worry here. Let the defense do its job, make the stop. The offense knows they can come back out, put those 6 points on the board, and take the lead. Defense right here has just got to stop this Canton running attack.
At the 33-yard line, handoff up the middle, and that is Hayden Ward, and he is going to be stopped after a 2-yard pickup.
Trying to go off the right side of the line. And Perry was right there to make the stop. Wrapped him up. Got him low. You know, no need to just try to reach out and ball tackle and go high. Good precision textbook tackling. And that's what he did right there and got him down immediately.
Second down and 8. Canton at their own 35-yard line. Receivers to either side. Eye backfield. And off, Riley Parker in trouble, breaks one tackle, now gets to the outside, 40, 45, and it is going to be enough for a first down.
Oh, Darren Coleman had him. Broke through, Coleman was there. The 6'1 senior knows he had him. Would have been a loss of about 4 or 5. Instead, he somehow slipped off of him and able to pick up the first down. That's a big run.
First down and 10 for the Warriors at their own 47. More importantly, 7:50 on the clock. Wide out to either side. Again, the eye backfield. Hayden Ward gets the give. Going up the middle, gets to midfield. Gain of 3.
midway through this fourth quarter, Rollers down by just five. And just stop the points. Don't need any points by Canton. Get the football back, and the offense can take care of business. They cannot allow Canton to go back up by two scores again. This has got to be their big stop.
And certainly notice that Canton is not rushing up to the line of scrimmage and keeping things up pace here.
Yeah.
They're using almost every second they can. High backfield. Here's the option. Here's Cooper Kitchen keeping it himself, going off the right side, has another nice run, and it's going to be a first down down to the Steel High 38-yard line.
Man, faked that option so well. Looked like he'd given it off to the fullback going up the middle. Few Rollers bit on that, and then he just tucked it and took it down the right side, gets the first down, and keeps moving the chains and keeps moving the clock for the Warriors.
6:40 and winding here at Towanda with Canton leading by five. Wishbone backfield. Kitchen under center. Handoff. Bellows right up the middle, and he'll push forward. Too high ribbing at the ball. They keep pushing him forward, and Bellows is going to make it all the way down to the 26-yard line, and it's going to be a first down.
Yeah. They were going high now. They're getting in that kind of panic mode with these big plays, thinking, okay, let's just try to rip the ball out of the hands. You can't do that. You still got to make that stop. You got to make that tackle. And he took that run. Bellows following Caden Williams, a 6'2", 195-pound senior, gave him some good blocking on that left side. Everybody just kind of stepped out of the way, and everybody was ball tackling. He just kept the legs going and drove a few more.
Wishbone backfield. First down and 10 for Canton at the Steel High 26. There's a snap. Parker gets the give. He is going to be hit and spins forward for a couple yards. And down to the 23.
Now, let me tell you what. When Parker's running the football and any of these stacks for Canton, you can see the protection. They know that the Rollers are ripping. They're going double arm over that ball, keeping it tucked on the inside. Officials timeout now. Another equipment problem. John Wilsbach, Steve Leedy, glad to have you along. We've been mentioning all of our sponsors, and you hear them, the underwriters of this game. Make sure you thank them this week for bringing you Steel High Roller football here on WMSS. We're happy to bring it to you.
Second down and 7. Football at the 23-yard line. Wishbone backfield again. Handoff goes to the fullback. That's up the middle for a yard or two. That's Hayden Ward who had it. He'll get it to the 19-yard line.
Yep. Again, just slashing away, chipping away. Keep the clock ticking at 4:50 here in the fourth. They're only holding a 32-27 lead, though. But this is a big third down coming up.
That was actually a gain of 4 in that last play. Third down and 3 here. Once again, it's the wishbone. Kitchen will watch the play clock. Lets it go into single digits. Bellows with the give. Has the first down off the left side. And now it's going to be a first down and 10 for Canton at the 12.
Perry in on the tackle there. But after he had gotten the first and broke through a big hole on that left side. I really thought they were going to go to Parker that time. But what a big run by Weston Bellows, the junior. And they just keep on moving the football. They keep moving the clock.
See the ninth play of this drive. It's been all on the ground, and they are grinding this clock out. 4 minutes to play. The Rollers need to make a line in the sand here. Wishbone. First down and 10. Handoff. That goes to Parker. He's hitting the backfield, but he breaks it, and he's going to break into the end zone off the left side, or the right side, for a touchdown. But we've got a flag in the backfield, and it's a chop block against Canton.
Yes, coming back. Big break for the Rollers there. There was no hesitation by the officials when they saw that. So a redo for the Roller defense, and they needed that. a penalty to Canton. In fact, I couldn't tell if it was Perry or who had gotten in there on that near side and could have made the stop in the backfield. But you've got the chop block and a big break for the Rollers. 3:47 to go.
That is going to march it all the way back to the 27-yard line. So this set of downs right here is the line in the sand that they need to defend. They have the opportunity on a first and 25. Wishbone behind Kitchen. Pitch. Riley Parker goes up the middle. Still on his feet, but finally goes down at about the 23-yard line for a gain of 4.
Well, the good thing there, they started the clock a little bit late on that play, so it saved a few seconds for the Rollers. Again, Canton can just keep taking its time. And that's what they're doing.
21 carries, 120 yards, 4 touchdowns for Riley Parker. 3:14 to go. The Rollers do have 2 timeouts. Keep that in mind. High backfield on second down and 21. And off to, no, it's going to be Kitchen keeping it in the backfield, and he's going to be tackled by David Pryor, and that's going to be a loss of a yard.
Pryor did a great job at reading that, not getting fooled. I was able to make that stop in the backfield.
Call it no gain. They mark it right on the 23. So nothing there. And now it is third down and 21.
Now, once again, this is a Canton team that realizes they've got to go up 2 scores or they're just opening up that big door that the Rollers know how to take advantage of.
They're going to wind it down here, and they're going to call a timeout, I'm sure. They're letting all the time go off the clock, and now there's the timeout. We'll step out as well. 2:20 left to play in the fourth quarter. It is Canton 32, Steel High 27. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steel High sponsor. On behalf of the President, Tom Acri, and Vice President Bill Falcone, the officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their number is 717-939-9123, and they're on Facebook. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
.20 left here in Towanda. Canton leading 32-27 over the Steel High Rollers, the defending state champions on the ropes here, but the defense has a third down and 21 and then probably a fourth down to survive as well. I do not think the range of the field goal kicker, who has been Bailey Ferguson, is that great. So if they get a stop here for minimal gain, I don't think they're going to have a field goal in the wheelhouse.
Yeah, 2 timeouts left for Steel High. We've got to make the defensive stops now.
2 receivers. Now it's going to be a counter give. It is Hayden Ward going to the outside, and he's going to be tripped up and tackled for a gain of maybe a yard, but that's as good as anything for the Rollers.
Steve, we got a late flag after the play down around the 17 on the near side. I don't know if they'll call it unsportsmanlike against both the Rollers and Canton. It looked like something between Parker and Coleman had happened down here.
Somebody's getting chucked here.
And if it is, it's going to be Darren Coleman. But that was a monster play for the Rollers. It was a reverse that Canton did, and Steel High not faked, played it well, made the stop. Clock at 2:07, but if this is a personal foul against the Rollers, this is going to hurt bad. They called against Canton, and they called against Steel High. So good, let it even out, and you're right. Ejection. And I believe that's going to be Coleman, the 6'1 senior. But at least they called it against both.
I assume the play counted. I'm going to assume that.
I would assume it, too, because it was dead ball after the tackle.
They have not switched the down marker.
It should be afterwards because I just glanced over after the tackle, and that's when the extracurriculars happened and the flag was thrown. It should be dead ball. And they should move the down. We're glad to have you fans along from Steel High. Of course, you know we mostly do the Middletown games. Going to call again. One ejection. But they're not indicating. They're showing it as third down.
Yeah, this down should have counted.
It should. As you Steel High fans know that we're with you. We do the Middletown games, and we've always had great success and felt the love from the Rollers in our coverage of Steel High over the years.
They are saying it's third down.
Are you kidding me? Even the Roller coaches are going nuts.
And this is way wrong because they're marking the ball at the 22-yard line. So either the play doesn't count and it's at the 23, or it's fourth down at the 22.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
So this is a goof from the guys in stripes here. So third down and 20 now. Wide out to either side, I backfield. Hand off, Riley Parker, trying to get around the corner, gets thrown out of bounds at the 15-yard line.
Okay, and the clock ticking at 1:31.
He was thrown out of bounds.
Yeah.
And now they're going to finally stop the clock.
Just absolutely ridiculous. And Steel High calls a timeout. This is what happens many times when you're on the road and you're almost 3 hours from home and you know you're not going to get the calls your way, and that's what's happening right now.
Yeah, Parker was thrown out of bounds.
Yeah, that should have been a fourth down play right there. You and I both know that because the penalty happened on dead ball after the tackle was made. And in this one, he was thrown out of bounds. The clock kept ticking. Ridiculous.
Regardless, the Rollers are going to have this 4th and 13. They have got to make a stop here, and that's saying that Canton's not going to try for a field goal here, which, again, after seeing some of the kicks from Ferguson,
yeah,
I don't think they're going to go for a field goal.
So two timeouts remaining for Canton, one timeout remaining for Steel High. It's a 4th down here for Canton at the 15.
Fourth down and 13. They can get a first down at about the 2-yard line. Double wing set here for Kitchen under center. There's the snap. He's looking to throw. He's looking deep across the middle, and it is overthrown and incomplete. No flags on the field, so it's going to be Roller football at their own 15-yard line with 1:22 to go, and they got to go 85 yards to steal this one here in Towanda.
Oh, and we know they can do it. Steel High fans, put that energy out there. Send it this way. We know they can do it. We know it only takes them 10, 15 seconds if they have to.
Sometimes, yeah.
Nothing would be better than sending this entire side of Canton fans home crying and snotting.
Here's Irby on first down. It's a quick pass out to Pryor, and he's too low. He cannot catch it. It is incomplete. It will be second down and 10 from their own 15-yard line.
And didn't like the call. I'm glad it was incomplete.
Yeah,
because
better off.
Yeah, there are three defenders right there in front of him. And had he made that catch, he would have lost a few yards. They've got to go deeper. They've got to think bigger than that.
Two receivers to the right, one to the left. There's Irby. Play fake, will throw. Caesar caught 20-yard line, and no, it's not caught. They're going to say he trapped it, incomplete. So now a third down.
Yeah, going too short on these passes. You want at least 10, 15-yard The deeper passes, slant, deeper sideline. You've used up those flanker screens. Canton has adjusted well to those. Now you just need to get someone out there, someone deep, someone open. That's what you're looking for.
5 seconds now on the play clock. They've got to get it off. Two receivers to the right. Irby's going to roll that way. Looking downfield. Will throw it. And it is going to be incomplete. He threw it well in front of Moore and incomplete. And it's going to come down to a fourth down and 10 play for Steele High. Here with 106 on the clock, trailing 32-27 to the District 4 champion, Canton.
Okay, got to remember, he only needs 10 yards. Get the first, reset things, quickly huddle back up or quickly get to the line and get your next set of plays going. You still have one time out, but you just need that first down right here. I mean, it'd be nice if you can just go deep and get the touchdown. That'd make it easier, but at least get that first, get out of bounds, and go from there.
They need 10 yards on this play to stay alive.
And they realize it because they're calling a timeout.
Yep.
Play clock was going down. They know they need that miracle play. As we're going to keep it right here, that miracle play to get them at least that 10 yards, get that first down to keep the drive alive. And I don't know what that play is. We've seen great success of Irby more so in the pocket than rolling out like he did on that last one. But he's got to get the open receiver. And whether that's, you know, Perry or Moore, I'd prefer to see him go to Moore, maybe down that sideline. Just deep, put it out there, see what he can get. But again, you only need 10 for the first. You've got a minute six left here in the fourth, so there's still lots of time, but you're out of timeouts.
That's going to be three receivers to the right, one to the left. Irby in the shotgun. They need 10 yards. Irby takes the snap. Will step up. Will throw deep down across the middle into traffic. It is tipped around, and it is incomplete.
Threw it in traffic. Had a couple guys there in the middle, Pryor and Perry. But Canton had about two or three defenders there as well. Got batted around a little bit, but batted down to the ground. And I think the Warriors know they're escaping with their life. Let's say somehow bobble a snap here. Unfortunately, the Rollers are going to come up short in this one.
Canton will have the football at the 15-yard line. Steele High with no timeouts. It's just going to be two snaps and kneel downs, and Canton will win their first ever state football playoff game. The first time they've been in the state football playoff since 1990. They lost to Marion Catholic in the semifinals that year. But here they're going to get their first state playoff football win, 32-27, as they're going to have to kneel on the football one more time. But it was a hard-fought game both ways. Just Canton was able to capitalize on some Steele High miscues. They get some short fields and got a couple of touchdowns. And Riley Parker, the player of the game for Canton, 22 carries, 128 yards, and four touchdown runs. And the Warriors will move on to take on Old Forge next week, somewhere here in District 4, and the defending champions, the Steele High Rollers, they unfortunately will exit the state playoffs here on the turf at Tawana. We'll take time out. When we come back, we'll have the post-game statistics. In our final score, it was Canton 32, Steele High 27. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving the area since 1979. Fortney Printing is a full-service printer doing catalogs, brochures, letterhead, newsletters, promotional products, and more. Fortney Printing congratulates the Rollers on a great season. That's Fortney Printing, online at fortneyprinting.com or 717-939-6422.
The High Spire VFW Memorial Post 8638 is celebrating 75 years of supporting the veterans and our community. The High Spire VFW is open 7 days a week with the kitchen open until 9 p.m. The High Spire VFW will be holding their Drive-By Santa event on Saturday, December 18th from 1 to 3 p.m. for kids up to 7 years old. And don't forget, they're still collecting toys for tots until November 29th. That's the High Spire VFW, Memorial Post 8638, proud Steel High Roller sponsors.
The 230 Cafe congratulates Steel High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Nate and Shelby Wrights. They're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner weekdays from 6 a.m. till 7:30 p.m., Saturdays 6 to 2, and Sundays 7 to 2. Takeout and private parties are available. That's the 230 Cafe in High Spire, 717-939-9223.
MidPen Bank congratulates the Steel High Rollers on a great season. MidPen Bank is a community bank. Its employees volunteer their time in the local community. They offer the My Savings account for children to help teach money management skills early in life. And they reinvest locally in nonprofit organizations that directly support our community. That's MidPen Bank, a big part of the Steel High community.
Don Fury Construction Incorporated is happy to bring you this playoff game. Don Fury Construction Incorporated can handle all of your building needs, whether it's a new home, addition, or remodeling. They even provide free estimates. Dan and Don Fury and their family congratulate the Rollers and Crusaders on a great season. That's Don Fury Construction Incorporated at 564-4393. PA 7571.
Welcome back. Final score here in Towanda, Canton over Steel High, 32-27 to advance in the single-A PIAA state football playoffs. And Steve has your final stats.
Final stats here for Steel High. David Pryor, 16 carries, 122 yards, and a touchdown on the ground. Kynos, 4 carries, 6 yards. Tyrone Moore carried it 3 times, lost 8. Receiving, Tyrone Moore, 8 catches, 146 yards, and a touchdown. Deion Perry, 4 catches, 33 yards, and a touchdown. Darrell Caesar, 6 for 70. And David Pryor, 1 for 39. Alex Irby, 19 of 27, 278 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions in the contest. Team totals for the Rollers on the ground, 23 carries, 120 yards. 278 through the air, 398 yards total offense for Steel High in this game. For the Warriors of Canton, it was Riley Parker, 22 carries, 128 yards, 4 touchdowns on the night. Wes Bellows, 11 for 44. Hayden Ward, 10 for 39. Cooper Kitchen, 7 keepers for 51 yards. Receiving, Wes Bellows caught the home run ball in the first half, 1 catch, 90 yards for a touchdown. Hayden Ward, 1 for 6. Cooper Kitchen throwing was 2 for 4 for 96 yards and that touchdown pass. Team totals was 50 carries on the ground for 262 yards, 96 through the air, 358 yards of total offense for Kent in the ball game. Going through the scoring recap, first, this game was a back-and-forth game either way. Canton up first. Riley Parker, 70-yard touchdown run. Ferguson's extra point made it 7 to nothing. Then the very next play, Steel High struck back with 2:09 to go in the first quarter. David Pryor, 64-yard touchdown run. It was 7-7 after one. Then it was Wes Bellows with the home run ball, the 90-yard touchdown reception from Kitchen. The extra point was blocked. It was 13-7 in favor of Canton. But then Steel High with a nice drive to end the first half, going down to 26 seconds before halftime. Dan Perry, 7-yard touchdown reception from Irby. Moore's extra point gave the Rollers the lead at halftime, 14-13. And Canton came out, and their ground game started to work the way they wanted it to. Riley Parker, 15-yard touchdown run, 4:17 to go in third. Run failed. It was 19-14 in favor of Canton. Then after a turnover, Parker again from 16 yards out this time. The run failed. It was 25-14 in favor of the Warriors. That's the way it would stay for not very long. As David Pryor, 25-yard touchdown run on a quick drive. Pass failed. It was 25-20 at the end of the third quarter in favor of Canton. They tacked on another touchdown early in the fourth. Parker's fourth touchdown run of the game, 15 yards out. Ferguson's extra point made it 32-20. The Rollers scored quickly thereafter with 8:59 left. Tyrone Moore, 44-yard touchdown reception from Irby. Moore's extra point made it a 5-point ball game, 32-27. But then Canton leaned on what they are, as they were able to just grind a lot of the clock off the scoreboard here. They used that power running game, and they just kept the ball out of Steel High's hands for the majority of the stretch. And Steel High got the football back with about a minute and change left back at their own 15-yard line, and it was four straight incompletions from Alex Irby, and the Roller season ends here tonight at a record of 8-3, and Canton moves on to face Old Forge in what has to be a game that will produce the favorite for sure going forward here in single A.
All right, when we come back, we'll run down any final out-of-town scores from today and wrap things up. Final score here in Towanda, it was 32-27, Canton over Steel High. Back after this with Roller Football on WMSS.
Steeled American Legion Post 420 is open daily, noon to midnight. The kitchen hours are 3 to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, and with the Sunday ticket, the kitchen is open 1 to 4. Serving veterans and the community since 1919, it's the Steeled American Legion Post 420, located at 1860 South 19th Street, across from UPS. Their number is 717-939-0390. Go Rollers!
The St. Lawrence Club in Steelton and proud alumni congratulate the Rollers on a great season. The St. Lawrence Club is available for private events and hall rentals. They wish everybody a happy holiday and Merry Christmas and a successful new year. And don't forget, fish fries are coming back during the Lenten season in 2022. That's your friends at the St. Lawrence Club CFU Lodge 13 in Steelton. Find them on Facebook.
Jazzland, located in 1922 Walnut Street in Harrisburg, is a proud Steel High Roller supporter. Jazzland is open Tuesday through Sunday, starting at 11 a.m. each day. The kitchen is open from 5 to 9 p.m., serving a variety of menu items. Jazzland is a friendly place where you can enjoy your friends and enjoy the nightlife. And the jukebox is still kicking. That's Jazzland, located on Walnut Street in Harrisburg. Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steel High sponsor. On behalf of the President Tom Acri and Vice President Bill Falcone, the officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their number is 717-939-9123, and they're on Facebook. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
Back in Towanda, Canton over Steel High, 32-27. John Wilsbach, Steel High. Kylie Hickoff, our studio producer. And other scores today, Steve.
Yeah, other scores just from today. 6A, Harrisburg is your District 3 6A champion. They beat Wilton 14-10. In 3A, it was Wyomissing. They're the AAA champions. They beat Boiling Springs 55-14. 2A, York Catholic is out. They lost to West Catholic out of Philly 24-7. And the only other game that went on that we had any interest in here today was Juniata. They rallied back. They were down, I think, 20-0 in that game. They rallied back, tied it at 27, but they ended up falling 34-27 at District 10's meet them.
And we want to thank all of our underwriters helping us out get this game on the air for you today. First, thanks our good friends Jim Dibler and Nick Conjar helping us out, and helping us round up some folks, the fine folks down at the St. Lawrence Club, Scott and all those folks, Highspire VFW Post 8638 and Sue McMurray, the Steelton American Legion Post 420, Lisa and those fine folks over there, Sharon and Fred there at Fortney Printing, David Martin from Midpen Bank, good buddy Dan Fury over at Fury Construction, also the 230 Cafe with Nate and Shelby, Jazzland, our good buddy Don Bowers there, and also the Steelton Italian Club, Tom Acree and Bill Falcone. Thank you so much for helping us bring this game. Unfortunately, it was a loss, but a great fight by the Steel High Rollers, and a great season by the Rollers as well. But their journey this season ends here tonight in Towanda. We look forward to seeing you in the basketball season. Check out WMSSFM.com. Hit the sports link. You'll see all the games we're broadcasting, and two of those, the boys' games, Steel High and Middletown, at Middletown, one at Steel High. We'll have them for you, and we look forward to seeing you back again next year for Middletown and Steel High football. For our studio producer, Kylie Hickoff, for my colleague, Steve Leedy, I'm John Wilsbach. Again, our final score, Canton 32, Steel High 27. The season ends for the Rollers, and you've been listening to it here on WMSS.
You've been listening to Steel High Playoff Football on WMSS and WMSSFM.com. Today's game was brought to you in part by the St. Lawrence Club, Highspire VFW Post 8638, Fortney Printing, Steelton American Legion Post 420, Midpen Bank, Fury Construction, the 230 Cafe, Jazzland, and the Steelton Italian Club. Your home for the best in high school sports is WMSS and WMSSFM.com.